B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
28-inch flat top grill. Just $298 for a limited time only. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 531 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Official home of the Sixers, Flyers, Union, and the best Eagles talk in Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'm Devon Givens here at 2 o'clock on this Friday as we get set for the start of the Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're all having a great start, leaving work early. I know you did. Everybody did, which is why we're sitting here at 2 to 6. Again, Devon Givens in for the best show ever. Tyrone, Hunter, Ricky, and Jen. Tom Alvord is hanging out with us. Brendan is in the back for Dylan, so we got you covered for the next 4 hours on this Friday. Hope, again, you're having a great start to your holiday weekend if you've gotten things underway early. And we have a lot to get into here with you as we go until 6 o'clock here on this Friday. And we have a bunch to get into from Aaron Nola and the Phillies, looking at some of the young stars in the league, because he was one in the city, he was one of them a few years ago. And we were kind of curious after talking about Tyrese Maxey last night, a bulk of the show, of where are the Sixers right now and where are the rest of the Philadelphia sports scene when it comes to the young talent in the city. So we'll get into that. And as Anthony was doing the show in that last 1 o'clock hour of the program, the news dropped about DeAndre Hopkins being let go by the Arizona Cardinals. And naturally, we can't not talk about it, right? We must talk about it, right? And get into all of that. So we will have all of that. We'll have the What's Brewing with Jen/Tom today. That'll be at 4:45. And we'll have so many other things to get into. Fun keeping the conversation light, just like Anthony and Andrew did by talking about the shore, because why wouldn't we? But we're going to expand it a little bit, not just talk about the shore. We're also going to talk about the summer, because this is the official start and the official kickoff to summer, and what it all means to you and some of the things that, hear me out, folks, likes, dislikes, overrated, underrated, we're going to have it all. We're going to have some fun this afternoon with you. But we do have to start with where Anthony and Andrew were talking with the callers a little bit, and that was the Phillies yesterday falling again and Aaron Nola getting off to a tough start. Now, he gets into an early hole by giving up a home run to Austin Riley, 2-0. Phillies come back. They tie it back up. They put their runs back on the board, and they do their part, the lineup, which we know is good enough to do so, but ideally, you don't want your ace, technically, one of your aces, putting you in a hole already as the game just got underway, right? Well, that's what he's been doing, and he hasn't really been himself this season as we've gotten underway. In the offseason, of course, he didn't get the contract that he desired from the Phillies. He's still making decent money. We know how good of a pitcher he is, and we know who he is. But that's part of the problem. While he got up to a similar start last year, and it was a bad one, think it was 1-4, 1-5 to start the campaign off. Then we get to June, and he flips it. He turns it around, and he figures things out. He gets it right. We're in all-star conversation again for Aaron Nola. By the end of the year, he finished top five in Cy Young in the National League, and well-deserved, rightfully so, no matter what the record said, being under 500. We know how good he was, and the team was very good. He was a big part of that, and he has a tendency of doing this. However, right now with the team, again, trying to get things back on the right track, him wanting a new contract with the Philadelphia Phillies, and they're probably going to have to do it. But this is not the way to get off to a start, right, folks, with Aaron Nola, especially getting off to a 10-game road trip, playing against a team like Atlanta, who has leftover feelings from the playoffs a year ago at the top of the division right now, and they're going to want to feast on the Phillies. And what does he do right away? He puts them in a 2-0 hole. Well, that can't continue to happen. He has to get things right and figure this thing out. This is not something that we look at and say, all right, yes, they got into a deep run during the playoffs. And with that deep run for the Phillies, he was a big part of that. They haven't gone that far. That was the first time he and Zach Wheeler went deep into the season, playing the way that they did, getting to the championship round in the World Series, and they added some extra innings onto their arm, which they have never done. Well, if you're going to be a perennial type of team, perennial pitcher, and that team helping lead your team and getting to that spot, you can't fold under the pressure like that and continue to do what you're doing like we saw. Now, normally what we see from him is right around that fourth, fifth, sometimes that sixth inning, that's his trouble spot. But lately, it has been the fourth, fifth, or sixth inning, but also the start of the games. And Rob Thomson leaves him in there, allows him to right his ship, if you will, and get things corrected. But then he keeps it going. He keeps it giving up. They give up. They come back. The lineup gives you a lead. He comes back and gives up the lead once again and puts himself into these trouble spots that he has to continue to dig himself out, outing after outing after outing. Now, he is one of the originals. He is one of the regulars. You felt so good for both he and Rhys Hoskins a season ago. But even though that happened, you appreciate it. You look back on how fun it was, that run that they had. But then you ultimately go back to the moment and the task at hand with Aaron Nola, and you wonder how much more of this can you take with him when he does this? Because you don't know what you're getting outing again after outing whenever he is handed the ball. We look at what the lineup is going to be. We say, okay, cool. We figure that's going to be good with everything from 1 through 9 with what they have, especially at the top. You feel good about what you have there. But then when you look at the rotation and the matchup for whomever it might be on the next night, they were playing against another young, talented arm, Dodd, for the Atlanta Braves that they ran out there. And you said, all right, the Phillies, the lineup will probably get to him at some point and they can hit him. But again, you don't want to be digging out of a hole with that 2-0 two-run lead that they eventually took in the first inning because he doesn't have his act together. And that's the frustrating part about him and where he is and continues to be as a guy where we look at him and we say, sure, you have to pay Aaron Nola. You can't let him walk. But these are the things that we talk about when we talk ourselves out of paying Aaron Nola that big money, that ace money, that Cy Young money. That's one thing that he's going to have in his favor with the negotiations when he's sitting down with Dave Dombrowski and trying to figure something out. Hey, I was a top five Cy Young. We got to the World Series. I played a big part in that. And you know, we're going to flip it on. We're going to flip it on and say, hey, but do you remember in the NLCS and in the World Series where you had your outings and we had to score a bunch of runs because you gave up too many? And then you look at your start of your year and how things go. You get things going from June to August, but when we get to September, again, you start to falter again, as a guy that we're supposed to count on when we give the ball to every fifth or even when we get to the later part of the season, every fourth day and feeling much better. Remember, when we got to the postseason, Phillies fans, myself included, started to feel so much better about Ranger Suarez out there on the mound than you did about Aaron Nola. And that's not what it's supposed to be when you're talking about, again, paying a guy top money in baseball for the job that you expect every time you hand him the rock and have him go out there and get on the bump. So based on what we saw again yesterday with Aaron Nola, that outing against the Atlanta Braves, so a 4-game set in Atlanta with the Phillies and the Braves. They are now, 7.5 games back of them in the standings. Not ideal. And you thought that you could get off to a much better start with him, again, on the mound. And then you saw the run support that he did get. That's not ideal. So your frustrations, where are you worried about Aaron Nola again? Are you more in the camp of, let's settle down. He does this. It's kind of like Kyle Schwarber. First couple of months, he struggles a bit. Then June, bang, he gives you double-digit home runs in the month of June. And he starts to keep it going for the remainder of the season. Where are you? Are you concerned again about Aaron Nola? Or are you more on the side of, let's take a step back, let's relax a little bit, he'll be fine once he again, as Tom says, gets into the warmer weather since he's a Louisiana guy and he feels more comfortable then. So where are you? How frustrated were you again with an outing from Aaron Nola? Or are you more of, hey, it's not a big deal, he'll be fine, let's not worry about it as of yet because this is what he does. So we'll give out the number 610-632-0975. And on the Eagles side, we were going to talk a little football today because of the young conversation that we were going to have about the young talent in the city. But then this news dropped about DeAndre Hopkins. News breaking that the Arizona Cardinals released veteran wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Now, there was talk right around the draft, right before the draft, when free agency kind of got underway, actually in March, that there was a possibility that they moved on from DeAndre Hopkins, trying to get something, trying to find a team to trade him to, maybe get a pick back for the draft, and move on from there as they rebuild their team, in a sense, even though you have your franchise quarterback. Well, they couldn't get something done. You see now reports where teams were expecting, as they were asking for so much, hey, eventually they're going to let the guy go. He's making a hefty number at $19 million. They're going to let him go. We could probably just get him in the offseason after they release him after the draft, work out a new contract, maybe get him on a one-year deal, prove it type situation. He's ready to win now. He goes on a podcast last week and talks about with a former NFLer there about how, hey, listen, here's what I want when they asked him about a quarterback. I want a team. I want a quarterback that is dedicated and can pull guys together. I want a defensive line that is fierce and can get to the quarterback and wreak havoc on that other side. And I simply want to win. And the front office has to be established. And all these things that he talked about. Now, when he said it, and he mentioned the quarterbacks that he would like to play with, Jalen Hurts was the second quarterback he mentioned. Of course, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. We'll give you the audio in the next segment of what he had to say. We'll let you hear it from his mouth. But again, just basically what he said was Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and these are the type of guys, and Josh Allen in Buffalo are the type of quarterbacks I would like to play with if I am moved on from Arizona. Well, naturally, we can't let that slide now, DeAndre. You open that up. We would think about it here in Philadelphia, and I'm sure those other four cities would do the exact same thing of trying to envision how to acquire DeAndre Hopkins and add him to that situation of where they are. But you know how we get. We really go after it. And especially when you have the quarterback that you mentioned, you have the type of defense that he talked about, and you have that type of front office that's established that is a guru and figures out ways to maneuver certain things and make things happen for times like this. So we're going to get a little weird. We're going to talk about it because it has to be discussed. And we want to know where you are. Is there a realistic possibility? Is anything off the table with Howie Roseman when it comes to even a bigger name again, like DeAndre Hopkins being waived at this point of the offseason on May 26th? Right? May 26th. Another situation like James Bradbury. Huh? Talked about being traded for a long time from New York to another team. Eagles being one of those teams mentioned, never happened. He's on the market for about 3-4 days, and next thing you know, Howie swoops in with his eagle claws, and he goes in there and he acquires an all-pro cornerback and then re-ups this offseason. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into it all. We're going to have some fun with the holiday weekend, but we're going to make it more summer-related, not just this weekend as we kick off the Memorial Day weekend on this Friday. 610-632-0975. It's the best show ever. I'm Devon Givens along with Tom Alvord. We are in for the gang on this Friday afternoon, heading into the 6 o'clock hour as well. And we want to start things off. Aaron Nola, where are you with your feelings with him? And also the same with DeAndre Hopkins, the news coming down in the 1 o'clock hour, released by the Arizona Cardinals. Should Howie swoop in and get his hands on DeAndre Hopkins? We'll get into it all right here on this Friday afternoon, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 97.5 The Fanatic.
219 here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Devon Givens in for the best show ever. Tom Alvord here as well. 610-632-0975. The Aaron Nola struggles continue. He's 4-3 on the season right now with a 4.59 earned run average. That is too high in his 11 starts overall. Cannot happen, and that record is even right now with Matt Strom. That's not good either. So, get it together, Aaron. Before we keep it going with the Nola conversation, get into the audio of what DeAndre Hopkins had to say with a podcast that he was on. We're going to give you the Twitter poll right now and bring in Tom Alvord here this afternoon and give us the Twitter poll of the day. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
It's light outside.
Yeah, man. It's getting nice. Start of summer. Unofficial start of summer. Beautiful day outside. Can't complain.
Doubt. Yep.
Yes, so the official Twitter poll of the day. You can find this poll on at 975TheFanatic on Twitter. Should Howie Roseman try to, quote, work his magic once again and sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins? Get two options. Yes, go all in. No, let's be realistic. Yes, go all in, winning at 55%. So 55-45.
Are you surprised?
I am a little bit, yeah. I thought everybody would be go all in. Come on, let's go crazy. Why not? Howie, work your magic. It seems like we have a little bit of tempered fans out there. Realistic fans out there. So 55% go all in and just 45. Let's be realistic. So I am a little surprised.
I'm not. People, look, DeAndre Swift, you do that. And I think for them and not all the Georgia players that were selected, that was like the icing on the cake. You did everything. What haven't you done? Really? You know, they've addressed everything, whether you like everything that they've done, but overall you give them, what, a B at minimum for what they've done this offseason?
Yeah, at minimum.
So they've done everything. So in this case, yeah, people are looking at it like, all right, you know, let's not get carried away. They can't have a all-star team, even though you technically do have, in a sense,
they had one last
an all-star
year, I felt
team.
Like.
Yeah, but how are you going to get nuts with this one? And I say that because he's still an elite, one of the top wide receivers in the game. Yes, he's making big money, but you've seen the things that he can still do even at his age, and he needs to get out of there, and you already have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas got it. Let's be real, right? Well, my one thing is this. When talking about the DeAndre Hopkins piece is this. You also heard what the owner said at the owner's meetings. We have to outscore people. You saw what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. As much as we don't want to relive it, we know what happened. They put up 35 and the 35 wasn't enough. So when you look at this and you say, well, Devon, come on, let's be real. You can't do that. Well, I mean, I don't know that. He just named all those things. Your quarterback was one of them. The owner is talking about that. And you have a general manager who could probably pull it off and convince the player, hey, I know you had a down year numbers-wise. You missed the first, what, seven games because of that suspension. Anyway, things were a mess there. You saw what we did with James Bradbury a year ago. We brought him back and got paid. Yes, you are going to be the third, so your numbers may not be where you want to be to get paid, but you're you. We already know who you are and what you are still capable of doing. If my guys are good enough to say, hey, like a Golden State Warriors type situation, bring them in. Bring them in. We can, that's fine. All of our, no, we already, Devontae Smith is going to get paid. All right, we'll get to the numbers. Tom will have the numbers in a bit with all, how those numbers will look if you do in fact pay Devontae Smith. But if they can do that and absorb it, and if he's talking about a quarterback who can bring everybody together, we saw A.J. Brown get a little upset at times with certain things. The ball didn't come his way and didn't find him as much as he would like. That's what wide receivers do, and I understand you're bringing in another one of those. But you mean to tell me those guys would be like, nah, don't bring him in here? Of course not. They're trying to win. They were 3 points short. The offense was not necessarily the problem, but in the second half it was because they didn't score enough to continue to add on to that total as the game kept going on and things got tighter. They didn't. So all of that being said, that's why I look at it and say, I kind of see where the 55% on the Twitter poll there on 97.5 The Fanatic, and you read it there, of course, you heard it here on NBC Sports Philadelphia, that they would probably be like, let's get nuts. Let's do it. Get crazy. Oh, Devon, let's be realistic. Well, I am being realistic because of who we're talking about here when it comes to the general manager making the decisions, the owner saying, yeah, we can actually pull this off. Let's do it. And when the contract situation comes into play with Devontae Smith, Howie Roseman will figure that part out. He will. He's going to have to pay him. He'll pay him. Tom.
Well, yeah, the biggest thing when it comes to why the Eagles should sign DeAndre Hopkins, or why they should at least consider it, is the cap space. Now, obviously, you lock up Jalen Hurts to the record deal at the time, $255 million guaranteed. The next two seasons, Jalen Hurts cap hit $6.15 million next year, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
$13.56 million the year after. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you to sign DeAndre Hopkins to a five-year deal and not pay Devontae Smith in a couple years. No, I'm not saying that. But if you want to look at it realistically and how wide open this NFC is, how good your team is, how close they were to a Super Bowl last year, the time to bring in DeAndre Hopkins is now. The time to make that kind of splash is now, when you have Devontae Smith on his rookie deal, when Jalen Hurts' cap hit isn't that much. You sign him to a 1 or 2 year deal, much like James Bradbury, just to bring him in.
That's it.
I'm all for the idea of it. Now, you mentioned there's a lot of mouths to feed on that offense.
As there are.
A lot of mouths to feed. So how are we going to handle that? Are they going to be able to distribute that ball evenly? With the new offensive coordinator, by the way, a first-year offensive coordinator. But if I'm Howie Roseman, I'm at least thinking about it, because the time to go all in, quote-unquote, is the next couple years when Jalen Hurts' cap hit is so low.
Cap hit is low. You don't know that you're going to be right back in this spot again where you are going to be the favorite going into the start of the season, where you're going to be the ones to look at as a Super Bowl winner, or at least a representative again in the NFC, facing off maybe once again with the Kansas City Chiefs. You don't know. You haven't established yourself as a team like what we saw for New England for so many years, or even the Kansas City Chiefs, where they've gotten to the conference championship consecutively for so many years and gotten to the Super Bowl a couple of times. You don't know that you're going to get there. So, as a result, yes, it is his job to at least inquire about DeAndre Hopkins, to go to his leadership council, to speak to his offensive leaders there and say, hey, if we can make this happen, what do you think? You absolutely have to make that phone call. Should Howie Roseman look to work his magic and see if they can once again get a top-tier free agent that just became available late in the process and go after DeAndre Hopkins? 610-632-0975 is the audio. Let's hear the audio of DeAndre Hopkins on with Brandon Marshall on his podcast, the I Am Athlete podcast, talking about if he becomes available, what would that future look like?
So this is the short version. We'll have the long version in just a second. But yes, I Am Athlete DeAndre Hopkins.
You had a list. You say, these are some dope quarterbacks that I would love to throw me the ball the second part of my career.
Ooh, that's a good question. I would have to say one of my favorite quarterbacks that I've been watching since he came in the league is Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts. Man, he's a Houston kid. He's a dog, Jalen.
Well, I mean, you just stop right there. He goes on to mention Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and obviously Patrick Mahomes, who wouldn't want to play there, and he could be a number one on that team with what they have. It makes sense. It makes a ton of sense for Kansas City. You can see it for every one of those quarterbacks that he named in those teams. But in this case, once again, we'll see. So 610-632-0975. We'll get to our summertime topic as well. Some things that we want to throw versus one thing versus another. Overrated, underrated things that come with the summertime. We'll get into it all. Talk about NOLA, DeAndre Hopkins, as we fill in for the best show ever. 610-632-0975. He's Tom Alvord. I'm Devon Givens on this Friday afternoon right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, that's the kind of tunes that we get, huh? When it's time for the summer and Memorial Day weekend. Welcome back to the best show ever. Devon Givens, Tom Alvord in for the best show ever here on this Friday. 610-632-0975, the 2 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit one of Ferguson's counter locations in Bensalem. King of Prussia, Pennsauken, or Westchester today. Make sure you, again, go check them out. Ferguson, HVAC, Lyon, Conklin. Radio side, television side, NBC Sports Philadelphia will take all of your phone calls, 610-632-0975. Seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter as well. We'll read those as we go along. As a matter of fact, I'll give you one right away as far as DeAndre Hopkins. Wavy Dad 1 on Twitter says, Devon, let's be realistic. The people on the Eagles poll that don't want DeAndre Hopkins are Cowboys fans in Philadelphia. That's right. Because why wouldn't you? Of course you would. Let them figure it out. But when you put your team together, just like you do on Madden, there's no difference, right? He became available. You make the trade. It all works out. You go acquire DeAndre Hopkins. You just go and do it. You just do it. And on the NOLA side, Coach Bird says, NOLA getting the bag or not getting the bag if he keeps pitching the way that he is. This team needs to turn it around now. Very simple. Now. All right. 610-632-0975. Can they make it work? Should Howie Roseman go and see if he can get something done with DeAndre Hopkins? And on the Aaron Nola side, what gives at this point? What gives with him? Where are you right now with Aaron Nola? It's very frustrating. Old City Philly on Twitter _ says, I am not comfortable with Nola. I get he's getting better in the hotter months, but these losses are terrible as of late. A 4.59 earned run average is not a P1 ERA. It's just not. He needs to snap out of this. He really does. He really does. And get on a roll. And while, again, we've talked about it, that this is his MO, this is what he does, they need him now. They need him now. They need him to stop these losing streaks, or they need him to continue the winning streaks when they come off of a comeback win like they did in that getaway game against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Wednesday. They needed him to do something yesterday, and he did not. All right. Got to get some of our summer what-ifs and overrated, underrated type of thing. Let me start off first, summertime. Not just this weekend and Memorial Day weekend. Aaron, we'll start with you in a second. Tom, if I ask you and the callers of versus ice cream or water ice, where you go? Ice cream or water ice? Now, you are from the shore area.
I am.
I'm from the city.
You are.
So I'm curious to see where this may differ from callers, listeners, tweeters out there, maybe even Booney back at NBC Sports Philadelphia studio, of ice cream versus water ice. Where are you?
To me, it's not even close. By far, ice cream. By far, ice cream.
Okay.
Do a nice custard on a hot summer night when it's like 80 degrees, even though it's 9 p.m. out at night. You just got done dinner, and you didn't eat all your dinner because you wanted to save room for that ice cream. To me, I like water ice. I do. By far, it's ice cream.
By far.
By far.
Clear.
Clears it. Also, Booney out on DeAndre Hopkins, by the way.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he needs to explain that.
And he also says ice cream and it's not close. And I agree with him.
I agree with you that it's ice cream is not close. But I can make an argument for the water ice because of, yes, the ice cream and all that stuff, right? But the water ice, man, you just, especially on the truck, when the truck in the city would come around, and we talked about this before with Mr. Softy and all that, and I also mentioned before with Maroney's when I was a kid and living in the city, Maroney's was a big deal, whether it was the water ice and the pretzel by itself, the water ice by itself, you get Mr. Softy for the ice cream, and you go from there and get the certain popsicles or, that Andrew was
sandwiches,
talking about it.
Whatever.
Sandwiches. Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff. It is the ice cream. I agree with you. But, man, it's not a clear, get out of here. Water ice, it had a nice run, man. Now, and it still has a nice run.
The one thing when it comes to summer treat, that's the key here. So ice cream, you can have year-round. You do have year-round. Water ice is more of a summer thing, at least down the shore.
And we're talking more from a store or a truck, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And here's my thing. Ice cream, you buy it, you save it, maybe not tasting as good when you put it in the freezer to go back and get it. You go water ice, you get a bigger, let's say you get a large size water ice cherry for me, and you can't devour it all at that one moment, and you have the pretzel, I put the water ice in the freezer. You come back to the water ice at 9 o'clock at night, to your point, and it's still the same taste as when you bought it, took a couple of scoops, went after it, put it back in the freezer, come back to it later, all good. It's my point, man. It's like the now and later.
Is that what it is? Now
you can go back.
That's water ice's argument, in my opinion. It's more of a summertime. When you think of summer,
yes,
people think water ice and enjoying a nice water ice treat more than ice cream. Some could. And you're right. Might taste a little bit better.
You say a little bit better. Now, what's your topping? What's your go-to?
With ice cream?
Ice cream. I mean, putting anything on the water ice.
Sprinkles is number one.
Sprinkles is number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Rainbow.
Number one. Yeah, oh, it has to be rainbow.
Got to be the rainbow sprinkles. That's
speaking of overrated part of summer.
What?
Chocolate sprinkles. Overrated. You got to go rainbow.
All right. So since he opened that door, and you guys can answer the ice cream versus water ice, and we were going to ask, though, as a general question, what's overrated and what's underrated about summer? Overrated, underrated about summer. Because there are a lot of things on both sides that are overrated, underrated about summer. We'll get into some of those. Tom gave you the chocolate sprinkles. I was never a chocolate sprinkles guy, so have at it, whatever. I'll just say this, overrated. Chocolate ice cream. I'm not a fan. I don't think it's very good. Yes, I can have it where it's a mixture of a chocolate sundae. I mean, of ice cream sundae, where naturally the hot fudge is going to turn it into some sort of chocolate. But a chocolate ice cream overall, we've talked about this before. I'm not a fan. I think it's overrated. And yes, I know that's not a popular thing. But that's why we're here, put ourselves out there. We're amongst family and friends. Let's have at it. 610-632-0975. Overrated, underrated things about summer. Let's start things off on the phone, though. As far as DeAndre Hopkins, we'll get to the extended audio a little bit later. Don't forget about the Aaron Nola piece. The Phillies do play game two of the four-game set against the Atlanta Braves tonight. You can watch that, of course, right here on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Let's go to Aaron in Jeffersonville here on 97.5. Tipping things off on the best show ever. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, bro, how you been?
Pretty good, man.
Good, good. Hey, on DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, obviously I'd like to have the best player. I'd like to have an all-pro in every position. But the reality of the NFL is a salary cap. And we have a Devontae Smith contract that's going to be due after 2024.
Yep.
We already have A.J. Brown. I mean, I'd love to have him, but I'd rather have, I'd rather trade for another Cardinal Baker. I'd rather have room for him. I'd rather pick up the linebacker from Cleveland. I'd rather pick up another offensive lineman. I mean, you can look at the jewel, look at the jewelry right in front of you out in the display box, but we're trying to build a team, a whole store, not just a display. And it'd be nice to have them, but we have 13 plus million on the cap, and I think we'd be best spent getting those players that I think Howie's going to get Buda Baker. I think he's going to get that linebacker from Cleveland, James. He's probably going to get another one. He's probably going to get another defensive back. And if you get four players on defense, or three to four players on defense versus DeAndre, that's the direction I would prefer they went.
Now, what if Hopkins presents itself similar to what James Bradbury last year? And we are aware of the Devontae Smith piece. So what if he presents it similar to that, where it's only $10 million one year, and his goal is to come in, try to help win a championship, and then maybe cash in later, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, that's pie in the sky. If he's there...
Is it? I mean, you thought the same thing for James Bradbury last year.
I really didn't hear... I know you've seen a little bit more from DeAndre Hopkins in his history and his monetary demands versus Bradbury's prior. Like, I'd be surprised if that's where Hopkins is. If he is, he is. I mean, obviously...
He mentioned Jalen Hurts, and look, I don't think he necessarily meant it in any particular order, Aaron, in that audio that we played, but he mentioned right. him as one of the five. Now, if Baltimore swoops in and decides to give him more money or one of those other teams, naturally he'll go there, especially if the role is different as a number one versus being part of a trio.
Like the Jets have money and the Ravens. Anyway, so, and he probably, like a top landing spot would be probably the Jets with Rodgers, but...
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. If you could get him and it hinders you instead of getting three top-line defensive players, like let's say you get him and then, like, there's going to be more people released just like, during camp.
There's going
to be more top-level. Let's say you get him and then there's a top-level secondary guy and you say, oh, well, there is a limit to what you can spend. Even if he gives us a break, we only have $13 million. So let's say he's taking like half of that, and now you can only get one defensive player instead of like an all-pro, another two players. Would you be happy? What would you rather have? If that happens and one of those guys free up and you say, well, you know, unfortunately we can't get him because we signed Hopkins, how would you feel then?
I would feel more along your way of, as you and even Booney talked about, being able to have that ability to go get multiple players at different positions to add to that, to your point. But if we're talking about acquiring more all pros in that sense, then we're talking still though in the, you know, more all pros. We can't have them, as you said, at every position. And you're talking about two all pros, though, one in Cleveland, one in Arizona, in the Buda Baker case that you try to acquire here. You can't have them here at every spot. So if I can't get those, and I know that if Howie Roseman has the intel already, then I would feel perfectly fine knowing that he did his due diligence on everything and decided on this route.
I agree with all that. I trust Howie at this point. He's earned it. And,
right.
I'll give you one overrated thing about the summer.
Please.
It's happening right now. People who need to go down on Friday, chill your butt out, stay at home, handle your business, and go down Saturday morning. You're not really doing anything.
But causing traffic.
Right. Just stay home and go home. Go down Saturday morning.
Aaron, enjoy the weekend, man. Really appreciate
you too, brother.
All right, man. Really appreciate that. That's a good one. That's a good one. You're only causing traffic. Tom's coming from Jersey, and he's already caught in traffic. Andrew's trying to get over there home, and he's caught in traffic. Because everybody has to beat everybody else to the spot.
I think there could be something said about, now, like, if look, if you want to get down and have an extra day, I understand why you're leaving early. But I think timing it is smart.
You can do it later on.
Exactly. You don't have to leave right at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Right as soon as you're done work, or if you're getting done early, 2 o'clock, whatever it may be, like Andrew Salchunas. Leave it like 7, 7:30, maybe 8. So you get down there, you still have the night. It's not a beach day, I don't think, at least right now. It's still a little bit cooler. You can hang on the beach and everything.
It's 70 degrees. You'll be wearing
a t-shirt, though. You're not going to be tanning or anything.
And long-sleeve tee.
That's fair.
Long-sleeve tee with some shorts.
All I'm saying, you get down, you leave at 8. You cut off maybe an hour of traffic, and you still get to enjoy the evening, enjoy the morning as well. I think there's something to be said with that.
That's not a bad one. Aaron started off with a good one right away, leaving too early, causing more traffic as you're all trying to head to the shore. I like that one. 610-632-0975. Overrated, underrated things about the summer as we are here with you until, again, 6 o'clock on the best show ever here on NBC Sports Philadelphia and 97.5 The Fanatic. And Aaron had a good point about, and I'm sure Booney had a big piece in this, as to why he didn't want to go and do the DeAndre Hopkins piece. You're already loaded. You can go do other things and the Devontae Smith part. I got it. I'm not saying that any of that is wrong. I'm just saying you make the phone call, and if it works out in your favor and he's like, look, I'll jump in for a year, win us the Super Bowl. I show that I'm a team guy, which I've probably already known around the league as a team guy, and then I'll get my money. I already have my ring, probably land in another good situation. And I'm feeling good about what we did as a group last season. I get all of that. I get all that. But you can also look at, you might not get Buda Baker and that linebacker and that offensive lineman to come in when, hey, this guy's laying it out there for you that, I'll do all this other stuff. We could take a step back here. I made a lot of money. They're already paying me. Tom, you said Arizona still has to pay him that $20 million,
$19 million? Yeah, there's been conflicting reports, but according to Ian Rappaport, Arizona is paying all of the $22 million and more in dead cap space this year. Conflicting reports, but that's what Rappaport says, and he's a pretty good source.
All right, let's go off of that. They're paying $20 million, $19 million, close to $20. He doesn't have to get another $20. He can come in, take a little hit, and be fine with it. I look at it and I say that's a good idea. Make the phone call, see what happens. 610-632-0975. If you are headed down to the shore, not only just today, this weekend, but even going forward, you want to have something in your pocket to have some fun down at the shore. Let's tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Experience thrills and make a splash with the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get one same-day ride and water park ticket to Maurice Pierce for $70. That's unlimited rides on all three piers and access to both water parks. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal, D-E-A-L. Get your combo ticket before they're gone. Supplies are very limited. 610-632-0975. You headed down. Do that while your partner's driving. You can make the phone call, or I mean, you can go ahead and you can get it on 975thefanatic.com on your phone, your tablet, whatever it is that you have, and take care of that right there. Keyword deal at 975thefanatic.com. What would you do, Tom, if this is the scenario? Are you making a phone call? Do you look at the scenario that Aaron put in place that Booney is talking about, where it's not realistic, as the tweet you asked there of our Twitter poll? But what would you do?
Yeah, so going to Aaron's point, and Booney said the same thing. He said similar things. He says, do you really want to tick off A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? Now, we had A.J. Brown. We've heard about him being unhappy with targets throughout the point of last season. What, I forget what game was it towards the end of the year, but we have heard that with him. He says trading picks for Buda Baker makes much more sense. Now, I think this
absolutely does.
This is why Howie Roseman is such a good GM. Best in the league, according to an article that came out just a couple days ago, is that he's saving this money just in case. Just in case something comes up, whether that be a Buda Baker, whether that be the linebacker from Cleveland, as you mentioned.
Whether it be DeAndre Hopkins.
Whether it be DeAndre Hopkins. Now listen, I think you have to make sure that A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are going to be okay with it. Yes, they're going to say initially, yeah, we'd love them. Bring them in as many weapons as possible. But, you know, you got to make sure Sirianni is asking this, and he knows these guys now pretty well, being there the last two seasons. And A.J., of course, only being here 1 year. But, like, he knows his players better than anyone. Are they really going to be okay with it if their targets and their catches are getting cut down for five catches that go to DeAndre Hopkins as your wide receiver three throughout the entire year? Now, if you're winning games, I would think that they absolutely would be okay with it. But you got to make sure that they're fine with it, or at least considering it on that front. To me, you have to make the call if you're Howie Roseman. You don't have to do whatever it takes to get him. You don't have to offer him a multi-year deal. And hey, maybe DeAndre Hopkins wants to go to one of these other teams because he could have a larger role as the wide receiver two with the Bills, or the wide receiver one with the Kansas City Chiefs. He might not want to be the wide receiver three on the Philadelphia Eagles, but you have to at least make the call and see. You have cap space available. As I mentioned, Jalen Hurts' cap hit doesn't get big for a couple years here. Devontae Smith still on that rookie contract. You have to at least make the call and see if he's interested. Because, yes, there might be bigger roles with KC, with Buffalo.
Yeah.
That's also a much harder conference, the AFC, than the NFC. So he could see that, be like, hey, 1 year deal, I'm going to win a ton of games, I'm still going to get my catches, and I'm going to go out and win a Super Bowl. Of course I'm going to get a big deal after that. So you just have to gauge what DeAndre Hopkins is thinking. If I'm Howie, I'm not 100% doing it no matter what or anything like that. You have to at least make the call for DeAndre Hopkins.
And again, I already mentioned the part of asking your leadership council, speaking to your wide receivers, seeing where they are. If they say no, then look, you know, it's what it is. You move on and you feel like you have enough. I mean, the Eagles did go out there and address the wide receiver position. Look, Quez Watkins is not necessarily the one that we're leaning more towards. We're looking at Zacchaeus as the possible replacement for the number three wide receiver for the Eagles. So that's where we are right now. Can you do better than Zacchaeus and Watkins in a position like this? You sure can, with one of the best wide receivers in the game on a pay cut.
And real quick, I like Zacchaeus as well. I think that was a good move, definitely. How much did we complain about the wide receiver three last year with Quez Watkins? He had a down year. I like Quez Watkins. I still think he has potential. It's obvious, at least right now, if we're getting the player that was here last year, he's not a wide receiver three on a Super Bowl-type team. How much did we complain about that last season? You get a chance to get DeAndre Hopkins, a guy who still has wide receiver one potential, you have to at least inquire.
No question about it. 610-632-0975. As far as Aaron Nola goes, Lewis_Payton21 on Twitter says, if he can't get back to being the product that we brought him in here to be, then he has to go in terms of Aaron Nola. Well, you know, not necessarily the product, but being the ace or the number two guy that you're talking about, he may eventually get there, but you need to get there now. Your team needs you. You need to stop the bleeding, if you will, and get ahead of it for your team. That's what you're asked to do as the number one or the number two guy. As far as your rotation goes, and as far as your staff goes, this can't keep happening with Aaron Nola. 610-632-0975 to get to the Nola side of things. We'll get into some basketball, too, because the Heat were up 3-0. In their Eastern Conference matchup against the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have won their last two games, including on Thursday night. They get back at it Saturday. Can they complete the comeback by winning game six and then forcing a game seven on their home floor on Monday? That would be a very interesting, because it hasn't happened. It's never happened in the NBA, in the conference finals, or in the West or the East. That is certainly a story. And Old City Philly again checks in, underscore, says, Devon, ask Connor Thomas of how he likes to grill ice cream. Is this a thing?
I've worked with Connor a ton. We have a Saturday show. I have never heard this from Connor Thomas, so I'm going
to
text him.
Now, when you go to the shore, they have, like, fried Oreos and stuff like that, but grilling ice cream? Okay, that's a new one.
Now, well, I'm no expert, but normally when ice cream heats up, it usually melts, right? And usually grills are pretty hot.
Yeah.
So I don't really get that one from Connor there.
Well, Connor does a lot of things that we don't always understand.
That's fair.
So we'll do that. We'll get back to the phones. 610-632-0975. Aaron Nola, what's his deal? What's going on with him? Where are you? Are you frustrated with him, especially after yesterday's outing and DeAndre Hopkins waived by the Cardinals this afternoon? Does Howie Roseman have to make a phone call? We'll give you our Twitter poll once again. We'll keep the phone calls going. Overrated, underrated things about summer. We already talked about ice cream versus water ice. Where are you on that one? And give us an overrated, underrated thing about summer. Aaron said leaving early on Friday to start the weekend where you cause traffic. Hang out. Wait a little bit. Wait a couple of hours, and maybe the traffic won't be as bad. 610-632-0975. We'll get to it all when we get back right here at the best show ever. 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, man. So already I'm getting attacked on the text board.
Uh-uh.
Buddy John checks in and says, real fast, he points out how our friendship is over. Because
that's a good start to a text.
You guys are killing me calling them sprinkles. This is always a debate that I don't even know why it's a debate. It's not a debate. It's just not. They're not called Jimmies. That's a made-up name for them, whatever reason.
So can I be honest?
You call them Jimmies?
I called them Jimmies for like the first 25 years of my life. And then, like, all of a sudden, I just started calling them sprinkles for some reason.
Well, why were you calling them Jimmies?
That's just how we called them when I was younger. That's what it was. Bad always
job.
Jimmies.
I like your people, too. That's a bad job. Bad job out of them. So, yeah, he said that, you know, stop calling them sprinkles. And, again, that's an unnecessary thing. They're not Jimmies. They're called sprinkles. They just are.
I don't know if it's more, obviously, me being from South Jersey. I don't know if it's a Jersey thing. We call them Jimmies down there and Philly. You guys call them sprinkles. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, but then people here also like John calling them Jimmies. They're not.
I'm fine either way. Doesn't seem you feel the same way.
No, that's ridiculous. That's not happening. Welcome back. It's best show ever. Yes, you don't see Tyrone, Hunter, Ricky, or Jen. Devon Givens, and that's Tom Alvord. We got our guy Brennan in for Dylan as well. We're with you until the 6 o'clock hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia, talking about Aaron Nola. Another rough outing for the Phillies ace. And we're getting kind of tired of it, Aaron. Getting kind of tired of it. Very well-liked guy. Love the fact that he's here. But these types of things continue to be troublesome for the Phillies overall. Needs to get that together. And the DeAndre Hopkins news dropped in the 1 o'clock hour where the Cardinals released him. So why not make a phone call? Again, check out the Twitter poll at 975thefanatic.com. We'll update you on that in a bit. Jamal on Twitter, at Jamal Hutchinson 8, says, Chunky Monkey ice cream for me all day. I do enjoy a pear water ice and soft pretzel once in a while, though. Listen, I understand the ice cream part. Again, I said it. It is the number one, but it doesn't clear it like you guys were talking about it. Water ice is a fantastic treat, man. Fantastic.
Pear water ice?
So, yeah, I'm really picky, as you know.
Yes.
And I don't do those types of different water ice flavors.
What's
my family, they'll venture into all different kinds. I'm cherry, blueberry, orange back in the day, grape back in the day.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, a couple of mango here and there. Like my daughters, all three of them actually like a mango. So I'll try, you know, take a spoonful.
With the wooden spoon, of course.
No, the plastic spoon.
No? Oh, we did the wooden spoon.
Nah, that's
plastic. As a sample. the regular spoon, you get the plastic spoon. Sample, you get the wooden spoon. Regardless.
Regardless.
Anyway, yeah. Forget I'm here.
Yeah, it's like the ones that have the little that little tear-off thing, the ice cream with the wooden spoon that you buy in the market, those things. All right. And that that water ice that you can buy in that little cup. But, I just keep it simple. But the pear, I haven't had the pear.
I didn't even know that was an option,
I've seen it. There are a bunch of different flavors. Strawberry, you could do that too.
Yeah, like strawberry, grape, that makes sense. I would never think to get pear water ice.
Yeah. All right, see, here you go. Mike on Twitter, violent gremlin. Very violent. You are a gremlin, Mike. Devon Tom, sprinkles, hashtag Jimmy's for life. And he shows a sign at whatever place this is that says cone toppings, rainbow Jimmy's, chocolate Jimmy's, all kinds of stuff here for the ice cream. Listen, I'm not going to knock the establishment that you're at, but that's wrong.
If you walk into an establishment and it says Jimmy's,
I would
you're
say,
not
can I
out.
Have vanilla ice cream with some rainbow sprinkles, please? And I bet you they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Like you had three heads. No, they know what you're talking about. We got Jimmy's. I'm not about sprinkles.
Bad job by them. Bad job by them. All right, let's get to some NBA talk with Jeff and Camden here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, this is my friend, Devon Gibbons.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. Our last talk didn't go so well, did it?
Oh, hey, man. Hey, good conversation as always, though, whether we agree or disagree.
Yeah, yeah. So, the NBA playoffs, do you believe that the Boston Celtics are going to be the first one to break the move? Are they going to be the first one to come back from 0-3?
No, I actually think Miami finds a way to win it, but Boston will not go out and go out like the Sixers did in Game 7. Whether it's Game 6 or 7, I think Miami still pulls it off, but Boston will not go down without a fight.
Could be exciting. But as far as the Sixers go, I mean, hey, they're not the Bulls, you know, where everybody, you know, comes in from somewhere, Paxson, Pippen, you know, you got Harden dropping 40, you got Embiid doing all he can, and then, you know, guys filling. Where's everybody else with these Sixers, man? You know, it's just supposed to be the two stars because they get paid the most. I get tired of that.
Or do you feel like you had enough role players to help out in that way?
No, the role players, man, if they had been those Bulls that spanked it so many times, the Sixers would be sitting pretty.
They would probably be playing tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Game 5.
So Joel wasn't totally wrong about not doing it himself.
Well, he played a part in it by not doing enough in Game 6 to have enough to close that game out. As far as Tobias Harris in Game 6 to have 2 points, unacceptable. And then DeAnthony Melton, while you don't want that to be his role and you want to put that on him because you have the other players that we just mentioned, Jeff, he had 3 really good looks in that fourth quarter that he missed consecutively, and that played a big part in how – where Jason Tatum was able to then go off for his 16 in that final couple of minutes.
And that is exactly why Glenn Rivers is being interviewed by the Desert with the team called the Suns that has a gorilla for a mascot.
Okay. Jeff, do you have an overrated, underrated thing about summer?
You know what, man? The heat. I just don't get people who like 90 and high 80 degree days. What is wrong with you? It is sponsored. We live on the East Coast. Mosquitoes rise and they attack unless you treat the yard, which I will be doing this weekend, a war with mosquitoes. All out on war with mosquitoes, and people going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm not having this shit. Mosquitoes will die.
Jeff, enjoy the weekend, man, and don't get attacked by mosquitoes while you're out there doing your thing. Look, as you just said, though, Jeff, you're on the East Coast. This is what you get. You're not in San Diego where it's 70 degrees year-round, and then, of course, you'll get those 80, 90s when you get to the summer and all that stuff. You're not there, so you're going to get it. But people like the heat. Part of it, you stay here because of that heat, and maybe you move elsewhere because you don't want to deal with it. But, overrated for Jeff. Cool. I don't mind it. I don't really get all that. I know people who get angry because of the heat, and I'm like, hold on, time out. I didn't do it. You know how it's addressed towards you? I dealt with that for like 20 plus years of my life, and it's like, I didn't make it this hot.
Yeah, I don't have control over that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Why are you directing that anger towards me? Because it's hot.
I don't like the extremes.
Especially when you travel and you're like, it's too hot.
Sorry, can't really help you there. Yeah.
Right.
The extremes is what I don't like either way. I don't mind the cold. I don't mind the heat. I don't like when it's 10 degrees with wind chill. It's 0 degrees. And I also don't like when it's 105 degrees outside. But like a nice mid-80s, high-80s day, you get a cool breeze. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, my cousin checks in. Yeah, I don't know where the Jimmy thing came from. It sprinkles, my man, all day long. Sprinkles. See?
I got to see if it's regional or something like that. I'm going to look it up.
Letting you know, man. Just letting you know. We got a lot of tweets that we have to get here, too, because a lot of people jumping in. And I have one more before we go to break of what I want to ask you. Another versus when it comes to the summer. But let's go to Blackwood next. Check in with Dalton here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Dalton? Yo, Dalton.
Yo.
What's happening?
I think Trey Turner's the most overrated player in baseball.
Why is that?
He stinks. He's not worth the money.
Because of what? The start that he's having right now? 49 games? Yeah.
He can't hit the baseball. He did better against foreigners in the World Baseball Classic.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I look at it and still say he has plenty of time. He did his job against those players in the World Baseball Classic. And you really felt that that would carry over into where we are right now at the start of the season for the Phillies. Unfortunately for the Phillies, it has not. He is batting right now .244. Not great. His on-base percentage is at .288. Slugging percentage at .383. His OPS is .671. It's not great right now. But if there's one person, when we look at the Aaron Nola piece versus the Trey Turner piece, I absolutely feel way more comfortable betting on Trey Turner and him snapping out of what the slump, the funk that he's in versus where Aaron Nola is right now. While we've seen it, I think the more impactful thing, the more impactful player, once they do get it together, will in fact be Trey Turner, in my opinion.
We looked at it the other day. Trey Turner's lowest batting average per month is the first 2 months of the season throughout his career. It's April and it's May. Mm-hmm. Those are the lowest. And his batting average is still like the .270s.
Yep.
And that's the lowest. That's just how incredible he is. Listen, it's been a rough start. It's been frustrating. He's swinging at a ton of pitches outside the plate. Looks like Castellanos a bit last year. But Trey Turner's a guy who was an MVP candidate multiple times. He's probably the best shortstop in all of baseball. He's at least up there in that conversation. He is a top 10 player in the sport. Yes, it's been rough. He's gonna get out of this. It's going to happen. Hopefully sooner rather than later. But I know he's going to get out of it. He's just that good of a player, Trey Turner.
He'll be fine. All right, here's the next versus as we get ready to go to a quick break here on the best show ever. Summertime. Slides or actual flip-flops? Slides or actual flip-flops? And the flip-flops, of course, they separate the toes, you know, all that stuff. And versus the slides, I'm a Nike slides guy myself. Just easy does it, very simple, go along with my day. Now, I think we can explain it a little bit more when we get back of how the slides versus the flip-flops go. That's the next versus, slides versus flip-flops here on the best show ever. 610-632-0975. Jerome wants to talk about Aaron Nola when we get back. And we'll also introduce another one of the young players in the city and how you feel about where the direction is for the city, the young players of your franchise players here in the city. 610-632-0975 is the best show ever here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 320. You hear those sounds? That means it's the start of the summer. Glad you could join us here on this Friday, start of Memorial Day weekend here on the best show ever, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. 3 o'clock hours brought to you by Corporate Lee's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie trays, every bit as good. You can get those this weekend while you're hanging out with the folks. Cookout, want to make sure you have some other options, and you can make sure you do that. Corporate Lee's Bakery and Deli, right there. Get your hoagie tray or the world famous tomato pie. What are we about to jump in and say?
No, but you can't come to the cookout empty-handed. It can't happen. So even if they got the burgers on the grill, the hot dogs, all that stuff, and you're invited.
What's the minimum?
Of what you have to bring?
Yeah.
At least a dessert. Or like a bag of chips. Maybe a bag of chips, I'll go. That's the
family
minimum.
Family size.
Yeah, family size. Yeah, don't do like the
whatever
solo.
That, yeah, like that big.
Like a small one, sandwich bag just for yourself. Now, you got to bring something. Bag of chips, a dessert, cookie cake, whatever you want to bring.
A case of soda, water, whatever it might
beer,
be.
Beer.
Whatever you can
bottle
do.
Bottle of wine.
Whatever you can do.
It's a thought that counts.
It is a thought that counts. The rolls for the hot dogs and hamburgers.
Very important.
Tyrone said hot dogs are overrated. As
wrong.
We talk about overrated and underrated. He's wrong. Yeah, he's wrong. That's insane. Well, and I'm tough to say these things because I'm very, very picky. But, I mean, come on. It's a hot dog.
It's delicious. It's easy. Put it on the grill. It takes a couple minutes.
It works. You don't even have to work when you put that
you
on the grill.
You can forget about it.
Yes. Even if it gets burnt, you're like, it's cool. Just put some mustard on it. It's all good. Nah. Yeah. All right, some couple updates on the sprinkles and the jimmies. I already told you what my one cousin said. Now, my other cousin, she says, I thought we called them jimmies. No. And then she said also with the water ice, you don't say cherry, you say red. So there's that.
That's a great point, actually. Yes.
All right, slides or flip-flops for you?
Flip-flops for me. Personally, and the reason being,
okay,
summertime, it's hot. I want as much skin showing as possible. If it's 95 degrees outside, the slides, they come with that big flap that goes over, obviously covers a lot of your foot.
Yeah.
It's easy for your foot to get hot, start sweating a little bit. So you need the flip flops with the, I guess it's what, the thong flip flops that they are with just the strings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Very little coverage, still supportive. Got to go flip flops.
How are they supportive when the middle of your toe is always in pain?
Wow.
Especially when you're, as you said, you're out a long day, whatever. Sometimes, I don't know, hey, I have a football, let's throw the football. You get out, you go out for a little quick pattern, and you're running in these things. That's not comfortable.
Well, if you get like the
that's not comfortable.
The $2 ones from the local store,
that's
they might
true.
Be in pain.
That's not true. I've had the flip-flop with the thong there.
Yeah.
And from some places where you have to spend a couple of dollars, leather, all that stuff, that it doesn't matter. It hurts.
Listen, is it
especially if you dress up, you're going out, you're hanging out, some khaki shorts, nice shirt on, whatever, and you can dress it down with the flip-flops that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a long day. Sure, you can sit down, pull your feet back a little bit where it's not in there the entire time. But then you eventually have to put them back. And the reason why you're pulling them back is probably because they hurt.
Look, it's like a new pair of shoes. It's uncomfortable every time you wear them for the first time of the year. It takes a day or two, but then you get used to it and it's worth it in the long run.
All right. I disagree. I'm a slides.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm a slides. Nike slides all the time. Different types of slides I have. I have some other, I guess, more expensive slides there that I haven't worn yet. But really, Nike slides, those are it. Adidas slides are comfortable, certain ones, but Nike slides.
They're top tier. Nike.
Top tier. Yeah, I just got some. Dustin checked in, and he sends me the Uptempo Nike slide. So if you're not familiar with the Uptempo sneaker, it was a Scottie Pippen sneaker where he had, it would say Air on the side in the big bubble letters. Dustin, I'm glad you like them. I'm a Nike slide guy. I never liked the Uptempo sneaker, so I'm out on these, but I know a lot of people very popular. Those are, and I know those slides are very popular also.
So because you don't like the sneaker version.
I don't like the because it's the same thing.
You're not even trying the
slide
version.
Yeah, it's still
version.
The bubble letters on the sneaker. I never liked them. Never liked them. Wasn't a big Scottie Pippen guy anyway, but, you know. I just didn't like those. I didn't like, you know, I'm a sneaker person through and through, but the big bubble letters on there, I just couldn't get it.
Man, you like what you like.
Yeah. All right. So slides. And Lauren on Twitter, Lauren 70, big time 76er fans. She is. Lauren says, I'm eating my ice cream with sprinkles while walking in my slides. Love it, Lauren. Let's go back
disagree.
To the, yeah, there you go. Let's go to Jerome at Elkins Park here on 97.5. What's up, Rome?
Devon.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
6, yeah, done first. And everybody's appreciative about your co-pilot there. I don't want to be worried about whether or not my shoe is staying on, you know? It's weird. I'm thinking like boards, there's a nail sticking out. I got that slip on there. You know, if I got, I mean, a, you know, the flip-flops, you know, I want something to go on there, and then I'm not thinking about my feet anymore. You know, I want to have my head up observing the surroundings if you follow my drift.
That's why I go with the slides and not the flip-flops. For me. Yeah. For me.
Yeah. Well, I don't do the flip-flops. I just can't trust it. Nola trying to work for a contract. And as you kind of earlier said, somewhat similar to this, like a so-called second ace. He's developed a reputation because of the performance outcomes of not really being there when you need him. Or like you provide him something and he doesn't hold fast, even if it's just a 5 or 6 rounds, like most of your starters you hope for to get, you know? So I'm hoping Planter, one of the things that as far as the Phillies are, I feel that a manager who has been in different situations than a one and has come here and building up the farm system and making trades that, you know, in the long run is good for you, that's at least comforting, you know? So we're going to go with these Phillies the way they're going.
And I do still think they get together.
Yeah.
Well, I do think they get it together. And Aaron Nola typically gets it together in these later months and all of that, and everything is fine. But again, absolutely. Right now, you're losing ground against Atlanta. Sure, you can come back, but you don't want to put yourself in this position. Well, and you win a game on Wednesday in the way that they did, in the manner that they did. You can't give up 2 runs in the first inning and have your team having to, again, fight back like that.
It's a pattern.
I don't like the pattern.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a pattern. That's what he is. It's almost as though, you know, we'd be nutso, hopefully not, in which, you know, we'd hold on to Harden. You know, I know you won't get back if he just walks, but sometimes you get better by subtraction. Okay? I think that's the way that you feel.
And this is for the James Harden piece?
Yes.
It's more the money. It's more the money than anything with me with him.
Yeah, well, hey.
If you can get him back 2 years, Rome, and listen, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. If he can come back on a 2-year deal, because that's the best path for them, I'm fine with it. I don't want to give him a max contract.
Well, you said, to me, it's more years than money. Like, money I'm okay with. I think he's going to get whatever. To me, it's the years. 2 years you can talk me into.
Well, I'm already in the place that they're not giving him a four-year max contract.
That's fair.
So if you give him 2 years and he has to get paid close to $50 million, it is what it is, right? Because he did what he did. He's bargaining chip there. Especially with you not giving him the years, he's going to want the money. Then we'll figure all of that out. But for me, it really is the years. And we got Anthony Gargano checking in. We'll tell you what the cuz had to say about this conversation with the ice cream and the slides and flip-flops and all that. We'll get to the phones when we get back. Also, 610-632-0975. And something happened when you travel, and we saw this thing that took place. This is what freaks people out about this particular way about traveling. We'll bring that to you guys on the other side here on the best show ever. In for the gang, Devon Givens, Tom Alvord, Brendan as well. NBC Sports Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic, the best show ever.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You can't start the summer without that being there. Have to have that there. Summertime. Yes. Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff. Well, Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff. Yeah, of course you got to have that. Got to have that. The basketball scene in the video was the school that we went to in the neighborhood. All of that. Did all the rest of it down the Platte. And on the drive. Always a classic video. And that's so many years old, and it still just hits the way that it does.
We call it classic.
That is definitely the definition of a classic. 610-632-0975. It is the best show ever. I'm Devon Givens in for Tyrone Johnson, along with Tom Alvord and Brendan. We are here for Hunter and Ricky and Jen, hanging out with you as we start off the weekend. Before we get to Anthony's thoughts on the sprinkles and the flip-flops and the slides and all, we have to get to our Twitter poll update. Tom, let the folks know who may be just checking in of one of the topics that we're talking about outside of Aaron Nolan, that is DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, on the official 97.5 The Fanatic Twitter account, should Howie Roseman try to, quote, work his magic once again and sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins? Yes, go all in, still in the lead at 55%. No, let's be realistic at 45%.
Okay. All right, still have time to check in, 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter, and get your vote in. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But as the Cuz checks in here and jumps in, Anthony says, number one, Aaron gave his first overrated thing, which is going down early, right? Well, he says 322 is a parking lot. So everybody, be prepared. 322 is a parking lot. With that said, he also points out rainbow sprinkles equal thongs and chocolate jimmies equals slides. Need substance there for the foot and the ice cream.
That sounds about right.
Anthony always jumping in. We appreciate it, cuz, listening and jumping in. Rainbow sprinkles and slides. That's how you go. No doubt about it.
That's it. That's the way.
Dave Groom on Twitter, Dave Groom 1, says, Devon, used to love chocolate ice cream and it's still good. However, I now realize vanilla is underrated to the point it's better than chocolate. Also, I hope I'm not misinterpreted, but overrated suntans. And he has the GIF.
Technically.
Whatever. Of, what's that, Stewie from Family Guy?
Yes.
Walking with like a thong on. Look like he has a tan and he's like, ouch. So ouch, every time he moves.
He said it's overrated.
Overrated.
Right? What's over? Is it the process of doing it? Because I guess
the look. I don't know.
You got a nice tan going on. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know.
Now, some people, you know, you're going to the tanning salon 7 days a week in January, then that's a problem. But a nice, nothing wrong with a nice bronze color.
It's overrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
That's his call. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones, talk a little Phils with Frank here on the best show ever. What's up, Frank? Yo, Frank. All right, we'll check in with Frank and see what's going on there. Let's pivot. Go to Jim in Allentown here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. How you doing, Jim?
How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. Thank you.
All right, Devon, we got to get back to the Thursday therapy question yesterday about would you cover, we got to loosen things up, would you cover a family member for murder, which was yesterday's question, or lie for a family member?
Is that on this show?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I didn't hear that part.
It was a hot topic.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Tyrone did ask me that as they were leaving. He did bring it up. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Hunter got burned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm with them. It's, would you, Tom or Brandon, cover for your spouse or a family member if they committed murder?
If someone did that, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, won me over. Oh, Devon, won me over. Now, Tom, I'm waiting for your answer.
Ha. Family's family.
Now, you got to remember, Ricky Bowe said he'd cover for his kids. He wouldn't cover for his wife. I would do it for my daughters in a heartbeat, without a doubt. If it was, you can distinguish, was it your child or your spouse, if they committed murder. Remember, blood is thicker than water here.
I'm pretty close with most of my family. That's family. I don't know nothing either.
Don't know nothing. By the way, Brendan said, hell no, I wouldn't cover. Maybe my girlfriend, but that's probably it.
Oh, oh man. He don't have, Brendan don't have kids, though.
No, he doesn't, no.
No. And the other thing is, like, chocolate sprinkles over multicolored, like, you got to go chocolate sprinkles on chocolate Jimmy's. I don't even remember that name because it's mine. Definitely on vanilla ice cream over the multicolor. It's all food dye and stuff, man. It's nasty.
I don't care about that.
I would say no.
Jim, I'm all in. Rainbow sprinkles, not Jimmy's. But
oh no, oh, sprinkle. Well, that's what they're called, right? Jimmy's or sprinkles. Yeah.
It's sprinkles, man. Sprinkles.
You both won me over with the fact that you. Devon, I love you now. They got to get.
Thanks, man. And you can also check in on 975thefanatic.com if you have to just hear the replay. I mean, those things are tough. I mean, first of all, because something like that is actually, now there's a report. You know that story about the couple that was traveling and she came up missing and all that stuff and they thought the boyfriend did it. It was like a year ago.
Maybe, I mean, I feel like those stories happen all the time,
yeah,
unfortunately.
But this one was really, really covered heavily in the news. And now it's like there's a letter that the mom wrote to the son because they covered for him after he, you know.
I think, were they traveling in like an RV to get?
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
That
was pretty big.
You know, that
for
stuff
a while.
Is tough, man. You know, you make these hypotheticals, but to answer the question, because I know they were talking about it here on the show, this looks like it. Based on this letter that the mom wrote to the son, kind of like protecting the son and like, I would do anything for you kind of thing.
Look, that's family. Right or wrong, that's family. Again, how close are you with your family? I think that has a big part in it. Like maybe your Uncle Frank that you don't like that much, you're not covering for as much, but mom, dad, kids, got to do it.
Yeah. Overrated, underrated also for the summer. As Dave says, suntans are overrated. Make sure you check in, 610-632-0975. So Tristan jumps in on Twitter. We always like to include Twitter into the show. So says Devon Tom, the thing I hate most about summer are those seagulls. They fly around the shore like they own the place and are always trying to steal my food. Well, they kind of do, you know, talk. You know, kind of own the place.
They don't
a little
own
bit.
It technically.
They live
it
out
is
there.
Their place.
Yeah, that's their spot. We come and invade their place during the summer when it gets warm. But they're kind of annoying. You're always trying to watch your food. Yes, they're kind of in the way, oftentimes. But if you can ignore them and move, the thing that bothers me the most about being on the beach is when you get to the sand and you're relaxing, especially when it's really hot. The bugs.
Yeah.
The sand bugs, whatever you want to call them, they just. Always just coming at you. That stuff, that part is annoying.
Yeah, don't feed the seagulls. One,
no.
Going down there listening this weekend, do not do it because you just draw more seagulls to come to your area and your neighbors on the beach do not appreciate it. So do not do that, no matter what age you are. The bugs, yeah, the bugs are the worst part of the beach, in my opinion. Like, and it's usually when there's no breeze, it's a hot day, the water's going a certain way, the wind off the water, I don't know what it is exactly, but... Nothing can ruin your beach day like swatting at your, you know, body the entire time that you're on the beach, just trying to sit there and relax.
The entire time. That's why you got to go with the sunscreen and all that stuff. And you mentioned that yesterday. Sunscreen, right? The
Did
spray
I?
Versus the...
Yeah.
What was it?
Spray versus lotion. Which do you go? I used to be spray.
Normally spray. Because it was more for the kids with the off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Spray. So it was more the spray.
The spray is much more convenient. Doesn't get your hands all clammy or whatever. You get the streaks on you, though. So you sit there on the beach all day.
There.
You got a nice little red streak going on because you missed it with the spray. So now, as much as it pains me, you got to go lotion.
All right. 610-632-097. Whatever works. 0975, whatever works. Dawood on Twitter, and then we'll get back to Frank here. His phone seems like it's all good to go. Devon, I like Tom, but no way is ice cream giving the water ice a mush. Just, yeah, as you said, it just clears it. No way it's happening. Instead of anything, they're brother and sister. It's like the hoagie and the cheesesteak. They're brother and sister.
Well, one of them's the handsome brother that was D1 and got 4.0 GPA, and the other one's the brother that, you know, not as handsome. And has a 1.0, barely graduated high school. So, yeah, they're brother and sister.
But he got a
yeah.
scholarship because he was still just as athletic.
We'll say.
Just at a lower level.
Yeah, we'll say.
Yeah, there you go. Also said cherry vanilla water ice. Cherry vanilla water ice. and a cheese pretzel from Maroni's. That's summer written all over it. I'm telling you, man, you just never experienced Maroni's in the city. Maroni's. Maroni's would definitely give Mr. Softy a run for his money. I'm telling you. We did this before, but definitely.
I gotta try it.
Well, they don't have it anymore, unfortunately.
Ah, they don't?
No.
Ah, man.
It was the
never
best
mind.
Water ice. No, the best. Frank is back with us. What's up, Frank? Yo, Frank.
Yo.
What's up?
How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Can you turn that down in the back for us?
Yes, I can.
I appreciate that, man. I know you want to talk about some of the Phillies and what happened last night.
I was wondering, Raleigh, when he hit his home run for 450 feet, I mean, come on. Them people were sitting in the damn bar, probably said, "In, come and grab your beer," when Harper hit that damn shot, and we didn't even hear how many feet that was.
Well, I mean,
bring that up and talk to Ricky about that, and maybe on the lineup.
Well, listen, I can tell you what. Although you didn't see it on television, and you know, apologize for that. They lose 8-5. I can tell you, you know, just from overall what how many feet it was. If you want to know,
I wanted to bring it up and why they didn't do it.
I don't know. But look, it was 4:45.
Neither did the other guy.
It was 4:45. Raleigh's first one was 4:59. His second one was 4:58. And as far as Harper's go, I mean, I don't know. But most importantly, it tied it up at 4:4. That's what I was more concerned about.
That's the first time he had a bomb like that. Come on, I almost went past the bar.
Well, I mean, look, we've seen him hit some shots, man. Thanks for the call. I don't know that. 4:45, yeah, it was a shot, but we've seen some much better shots from Bryce Harper where I'm not worried about, you know, yeah. Just look, if you have the capability, I'll say this. Just go look it up in the moment. You can check it out and see where it was, but I would imagine that they did put it up. Maybe you just missed it. We appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Let's keep it going. And I was talking a little Phillies with Dustin, who actually checked in. We talked about the slides. He's out now joining us on the phones in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, Devon, my man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Ah, dude, hearing you in the daytime primetime is great, man.
You know, fill in when
Right where you belong, man.
Right, well, fill in where I need to be.
Right in, dude.
Thank you.
Right in, bro.
Thank you.
Listen, you got to get slides all day. The song says it's like annoying. Dude. You gotta like push your foot against the ground and get it like out in between the toes and stuff. It's too much. Yeah, you saw. Did you see the message I sent you?
With your slides.
Yeah.
So I said it. I'm glad you love them, and I know a lot of people wanted those when they were talking about being released. I never liked the sneaker, so I'm not big on the slides for that particular sneaker. But I'm glad you got them because you liked them.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can't wait for him to come in. And, you know, it's how I grew up, it was Chocolate Jimmy's Rainbow Sprinkles. And the best sprinkles in the city of Philadelphia and in the surrounding area, you go to Rita's, dude, get their Rainbow Sprinkles. I don't know what it is about their sprinkles, but they are unbelievable.
Tried them. Not the biggest fan.
Really?
Just saying.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I think they got the best sprinkles around, man.
Yeah.
You don't know basketball?
So, I guess I don't. I'm sorry. We'll be looking for a new job in Phoenix together.
Dude, you had a caller that just irritated me earlier talking to Ed about Trey Turner. Like, the dude consistently, for how many years in a row was he considered one of the best players in MLB?
And why you go out there and pay him the money that you did in the offseason.
Exactly, and baseball is a long enough season. So, like, they're going to – don't get me wrong. Am I concerned? Not really, but is there a little bit? Because I truly think they have until, like, 4th of July weekend type of – I always considered that, like, the breaking point. Mm-hmm. But I think they're – like the producer was saying, dude, I think they're too good of a team to say that they're down and out. I still think that they're going to make the playoffs, and I don't think they're going to catch up to the Braves. The Braves is a good team. But, like you were saying, we've seen them. Like, your last caller was talking about long home runs. We've seen those long home runs. I need to see consistent hits when I got runners in scoring position, not when there's nobody on base and there's nowhere to make a stand in the game. It makes – I'm not too concerned about Devon. like your last couple callers are sound a little bit concerned, especially the guy about Trey. I think he's going to pick it up, and I think he completely turns it around.
Yeah, he's one I'm not worried about. Listen, man, do you have a overrated under thing about summer?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to get hated for this. I can't stand the beach, dude.
You're not. A lot of people don't like the beach.
I don't like, you know what I don't like? Well, first of all, I don't like Jersey Shore. I don't like going in water. I can't see my feet. I cannot stand it. But I don't like when you get home, you get showered, and you still got sand all over the place. That really irritates me. That's the one thing. Yeah, brother. Happy Memorial Day.
Same
to everybody.
You, man.
Enjoy the beach.
Thanks,
day,
man.
Brother.
Appreciate it. And one thing about Dustin, when we talk about the ice cream sprinkles and all that stuff, he and his family had a great frozen yogurt spot for a couple of years, many years. And they eventually shut it down. They had some other things that they were doing, but it was a great spot. They would bring some stuff in, drop it off from time to time, hook us up on the weekends, at night, whatever it was. So love to hear from Dustin. But, yeah, man, I mean, look, Trey Turner, we'll get back to the beach sand and your feet and all that stuff, taking it home with you. But he's one that, again, if we compare him to Nola and all that, I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it. And, you know. Not worried about it one bit. Not one bit.
It's just, I know why people are frustrated. Obviously, the contract, you know, $300+ million all those years. You have high expectations. Mm-hmm. The way he performed in the World Baseball Classic, where the dude looked like the best player in baseball, where he was hitting a home run every game. He just tied up, just passed his home run mark for the regular season. World Baseball Classic. Right, right. So we're already hyping off about Trey Turner, about this season coming off the World Series. He has a World Series World Baseball Classic like he did. That just gets us even more amped, even more excited. And then he underwhelms a bit. So I think that's why people are even more irritated with Turner. But again, give him time. He's gonna get out of this.
Is it irritated?
A little bit.
You think people are irritated with him?
I think so. I think it's more like annoyed, irritated. Yeah, like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, get out of this. Okay. You're making a lot of money now. Like, we like you as a
dude. Now, how much of that has to go with the fact that, again, they're off to a tough start record-wise?
I think a lot. If they
were 29-23.
Correct.
Maybe it wouldn't be as bad.
We're like, all right, look at what this team is doing right now, even without Trey Turner doing what we expect Trey Turner to do. But, yeah, I think the...
There's a different narrative.
Exactly. I think the record definitely has something to do with that. It is one player. There's only so much he can do. There's a reason the Phillies are in the hole that they're in right now. It's not just Trey Turner. It's Kyle Schwarber. It's a bullpen. It's starting pitching.
And what do you make of it? I know we're far removed from the World Baseball Classic, but what do you make of it because of that
of Turner
display
of
the, that
of
the, he had there, and then we have this?
You're saying of Turner with the what?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think guys just get hot. Now, that was the type of environment where – that was like a World Series environment, playoff environment,
atmosphere.
Right? So,
yeah.
Like, maybe he's getting into that groove. He's like, oh, man, like, it's already here. I'm performing on the biggest stage, quote unquote, of the season so far, and it's already April or whenever it was. It's already March. And then you come in, and it's April, and it's 45 degrees outside, and you're on the road, and it's half-filled stadium, and your timing's still not down. Like, there's a reason why guys have slow starts. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper's had slow starts in the past. Your timing's not down. Baseball is a very, you know, routine-type sport. You need to get in your routine. You need to get into your timing, everything like that. I think it's a combination of everything, but mainly I just don't think... And I think the contract and the pressure is getting to him just a little bit. I think he's hearing it in the back of his head. Not that he won't be okay long-term, but I think just everything added together, it's like a perfect storm right now.
He was locked in.
He was.
He was locked in a big way. And that's what we were like, oh, that's coming to Philadelphia? By the way, it seemed like people forgot about it, that he was a part of the Phillies. He was like, oh, all right, cool. This is going to be fun. And
it will be.
It will be.
Maybe.
It will be. I'm with Dustin, though, as far as the sand is. I think most people are. Even if you like the beach, you don't want to carry it home with you. But I'm cool with it. I don't love it. I don't have to make an appointment. Summer travel for me, the beach. But I'm cool with it. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
The beach is what you make it. If you stress yourself out about driving down, about finding parking, about carrying the wagon with all the stuff,
yeah,
and then worrying about the kid, I get it. That would be frustrating. That would be stressful. But if you make it just, hey, we're going to sit on the beach all day. I get to relax, not be at work, not be in school, whatever it is, and just enjoy the sun for 3 hours. The beach is what you make it. So I understand why people don't like it. It is a great time.
Josh on Twitter, jkirk09, says, Devon in New York, sprinkles and jimmies / jimmies are called shots. It just doesn't sound right. I don't.
Doesn't sound right because incorrect. Yeah. That's not what they're called. Yeah, That's not. Why it doesn't sound right.
No, it's not. No, it's not. all right. 610-632-0975. Let's take a quick break here. We come right back. We'll get to Pat. We'll get to John and everyone else that are here. And we'll talk to you all as we hang out in for the best show ever here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll continue the DeAndre Hopkins conversation, bring that back a little bit, talk a little more about Aaron Nola, get into the young talent in Philadelphia, as well as keeping our summertime conversation going overall, and get into, you know, a little bit more of the overrated, underrated stuff. We're doing that until 6 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic's deal of the week. One same-day ride and water park combo ticket for just $70. That's unlimited rides on all three piers. Surfside Amusement Pier, Mariners Amusement Pier, and Adventure Amusement Pier, and both big water parks. Ocean Oasis Water Park and Beach Club and Raging Waters Water Park. Those six beach blocks of fun for $70 is only available while supplies last at 97.5thefanatic.com, keyword deal. This is how we summer.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
When was the last time you heard, save up to $9,000 on a new car? At Fred Dean's Kia, we've got the deals. Like up to $7,500 lease cash, plus a $1,500 Fred Dean's Kia discount. That's up to $9,000 off a brand new Kia. Or lease a 2023 Kia Forte for $199 a month for 24 months. With these great deals, that could be you in a Fred Dean's Kia. Fred Dean's Kia, Route 1, Langhorne. $7,500 lease cash on 2023 Kia EV6, plus a $1,500 dealer discount. Forte lease at $2,799 due at signing. See dealer for details. Ends 5/31/23.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Official home of the Sixers, Flyers, Union, and the best Eagles talk in Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 401 here on 97.5, The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Devon Givens in for the best show ever. Tyrone Hunter, Ricky, and Jen have the day off, starting the weekend early. Tom Alvord here with us. Brendan hanging out as well. 610-632-0975. As we talk some summertime things, get in on Aaron Nola coming after him as they get back at it tonight. Once again against the Atlanta Braves, see if they can kickstart another winning streak there in Atlanta. Also talking about DeAndre Hopkins released by the Arizona Cardinals. And with that, we just ask a simple question. We'll give you the Twitter poll update in a little bit. Should Howie Roseman inquire about DeAndre Hopkins and continue to build up this all-star team here in Philadelphia and supersize this offense even more and get to the Super Bowl? All of that is on the table. We'll give you a little bit more as we go along as far as the young talent in the city. John on Twitter, SloopJ232, says, man, I always liked Devon, but I can't listen to a person on Philadelphia radio, all caps, that calls Jimmy's, quote unquote, sprinkles. John, I feel the same. I can't listen to people on Philadelphia radio call in or tweet in where I have to read that they call them Jimmy's and they are sprinkles. Feelings mutual, man, on this topic. I feel the same way. I don't get it. And then Table Leg 18 on Twitter says, Devon, so check it. The way I always understood it, Jimmy's are the chocolate Johns. Sprinkles are the rainbow.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought sprinkles was chocolate and Jimmy's were the rainbow.
Well, first of all, let's say this. All right, everybody. Let's go to the truck outside of here. Let's get an ice cream.
You
say, let me get the vanilla ice cream and sprinkle some of the rainbow on there, right? Just say that. You don't say, hey, let's go to the truck. Hey, give me the vanilla, but Jimmy some of the on there.
What do you say?
You don't say. You don't say that.
You say sprinkle some of the Jimmies on there.
No, you don't say. What, but why are you saying both? You don't need to say both. You say sprinkle the rainbow.
Wow.
Rainbow sprinkles. They're done. Done. Right there. Come on. Come on.
I don't think. Is there a right answer? I don't know if there's a right answer.
So Gino sends this in. G Palumbo 0013. Betty Crocker. Like a tub of, or the top of whatever this is. It says sprinkles, chocolate jimmies on the top.
So that confuses me a ton.
Exactly.
What does that mean? Like they're both?
Exactly. Now you're confusing Betty Crocker.
Which is tough to do when it comes
to
food.
But the name is sprinkles.
But they're calling it jimmies.
They say it chocolate jimmies.
We know one thing. It's not shots. That's for sure.
It's not shots. All right. By the way, Alfie had a great tweet about the call about the show yesterday that they were talking about. Would you cover up? Alfie said, this caller is clearly covering up something. Can't wait for that episode of Cold Case Files. And they will be referencing today's show.
Yeah, man. We might be on the show.
We might be on the show.
Hey, that's not bad.
You know, a couple of residual checks won't hurt. Take them. We didn't commit anything, though.
We're just doing a show.
We didn't commit anything. Let's go to Pat in the Northeast here, checking in on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Devon, Tom. Happy Memorial Day.
You too, man. Thank you.
And you know what I think is overrated is the pork roll sandwich on the boardwalk. It is so slightly thinned. You know what I mean? Like, when you buy pork roll and you bring it home at your house, like, you cut, like, at least a half-inch thickness on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's enough. I think it's overrated.
That's something that you feel is overrated on the boardwalk. I see. All right, listen, that's not my food of choice, but I'll take your word for it, and I'll agree with you.
Okay, and can I make one more statement? I've been watching Mayberry RFD now on MeTV. How is it the only guy who's married on that show?
I don't know this show.
Otis is always locked up every weekend for drinking hooch.
Well, Pat seems like he's got a problem.
He's a married guy.
I don't know. It seems like he's got a problem, though, Pat, in the Northeast. Thank you, man. I mean, he's got to clean himself up, Pat. Really, Otis got to figure that out.
What show?
I don't know.
Did we bring that up?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know.
Okay.
Something PD. I don't know. There are always these PD shows out there, but, you know, for whatever reason, Pat had a problem with Otis.
Cool. Pork roll, top tier, but you have to get the thick slice. So if you get a thin slice sandwich, I can understand why that would be overrated.
So
need
when,
the thicker
when, I,
pork
when
roll.
I filled in and they did the, what was it, the Friday taste thing that Jen does?
Yeah.
So she had the pork roll, but she knows I'm picky, and I was like, I'm not eating that. So I didn't eat it. I would have tried it because it was part of the show, but I didn't eat it.
You never liked it?
No, it was never my thing.
Oh, man. Delicious. You're missing out. It's just salt. It's meat and salt. That's all. It's like bacon. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm cool. Like I said, I would have tried it. I've had it before. It's not my deal.
Missing out, man.
That's not my twist. I'm cool. 610-632-0975. John wants to talk a little Sixers and James Harden a little bit here on the best show ever this afternoon. What's up, John? Yo, John.
Let me take y'all speaker. Sorry about that.
Oh, all good, man. No problem, yeah, man. Really
no problem, Devon. Thank you very much. And Connor, too.
Tom. Tom is here.
I have about five different things that I would talk about, and I'm going to hit them rapid fire, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
And respond. I've never heard the term Jimmy's because I didn't grow up around here. I always heard sprinkles, and that could have meant anything, but I only always put them on vanilla ice cream because chocolate with anything else, you just need to leave the chocolate. You
okay.
just need to leave it alone.
Fair.
If you're going to go with chocolate.
I love the fact that you heard it and you heard it as sprinkles and that's what you decided to go with as a person.
Well,
we used to
play baseball as a little league and we were like two blocks away from a Dairy Queen. So every time after the game, the coach would, you know, let us get a small cone or whatever. And they had this big grinder machine that put the sprinkles on, the rainbow sprinkles.
Yep.
And so it was just, yeah, it's just one of those things that is part of my childhood, and that may date me, probably.
No, because whenever I go to that certain store that you just mentioned, I get the Reese's Blizzard, because it's fantastic.
Well, yeah, understand that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I also grew up at high altitude, so, oh my God, you cannot use the spray.
Got
and
it.
You still, every once in a while, if you get a finger that goes the wrong way, you still get the red streak.
Fair
the
enough.
Is right. That happens anyway.
Fair enough.
So I'm done with that. But I just, with the salary cap and the fact that Harden's 33 already, I just don't see how he can get a long-term contract here.
Well, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know better than I do anyway. And then the last thing, well, the last two things I wanted to say really quick. I mean, at least Aaron Nola last night, he wasn't great, but he did leave in a tie ball game, and so it really wasn't his decision.
No, but again, he started off, you know, John, having 2-0 in the first inning. They come back, they tie it up. They get him the lead, he gives it up again. And to your point, yes, that's because the offense made sure that they tied it up. And well, sure, and it was only, what was it, 5-5 or 4-4 when he left? I think it was 4-4 when he left. And, you know, but don't, how about they gave you 5 runs? How about you find a way to allow that to be on your side where you can last until the 7th inning, the 6th inning, and not have to get pulled because you gave up the 4, John?
Well, that's a good point, and he threw a ton of pitches. So, I mean, they kind of had to pull him. But
yeah, because he gave up so many hits, as you talk about. Yeah,
right, exactly. But that's kind of how this team was built from the beginning, so you kind of can't be too upset about that either.
Well, no, I can, because it ticks me off, John. It ticks me off. Hey, man, listen, have a great weekend. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay, well, 1 second real quick. I think with DeAndre Hopkins, that would just be one too many receivers for the only ball on the field. So I would pass on that, but I could be completely wrong on that too. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, as soon as he signs and you're like, oh, okay. They have a plan. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And you're not alone. You're not alone on that one. Yeah, you got to spread the wealth, and maybe you don't have enough. You can't, but if they signed, they signed obviously because of the talent and the money worked, but because everybody else was on board, I'm sure, if that was to happen.
I think a lot of people's hesitation, and you're right, there is only one ball, and we know receivers, they can be divas, that's for sure. You want to make sure everyone's happy, especially guys in A.J. Brown and Devontae, who are more your future rather than the present. Well, they're both the future and the present, right. But like DeAndre Hopkins isn't really a future. He's here for a year or two, and that's it. But to me, people always say, yeah, because I'd rather have Buda Baker. I'd rather have this player. What if they don't become available? What if you don't get, like, we all hope and we all think Howie Roseman is going to make a move at some point, especially at the safety position, because if you look at the team as a whole, that's probably their biggest weakness, and maybe even their only weakness is their inexperience at safety and counting on Reed Blankenship to be an everyday type player. But what if that doesn't happen? What if those moves aren't to be made and you have a chance at DeAndre Hopkins, but you decide to pass because, oh, we might do something later? Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins is DeAndre Hopkins. This is a dude who's a wide receiver one on a lot of teams still, in my opinion. 100%. Really good receiver. And look, it is an offensive league too. As much as the defense was the reason for the Super Bowl loss last year, the way that the league is nowadays, it's offense, offense, offense. You can never have enough targets, especially with the young quarterback in this league who is not making a lot of money this season.
610-632-0975. Joe, hang on for us if you could. We'll come back. We'll get your call, and we'll again bring up the young talent in the city. Keep the NOLA conversation going with DeAndre Hopkins. And I'll tell you about something that happened, some travel that will probably scare a lot of people from this type of travel, but maybe not. It's a weird situation. We'll bring it up and give that to you. 610-632-0975. It's the best show ever here on this Friday, the start of Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're all careful out there in the traffic. We got you on the phone lines here on the radio side on 97.5 The Fanatic and on television right here on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
SageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
75 The Fanatic.
Well, it is the summertime, so no need to worry about anything. Just be happy. Welcome back. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens in for Tyrone Johnson, along with Hunter Brody, Ricky Vitalico, Jen Scordo. Tom Alvor is here. That's about we'll have What's Brewing. Jen's not here, so What's Brewing with Tom. And that will be at 4:45. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. Jamal on Twitter, Rozier Jamal, strong no on Hopkins, not enough plays to get him involved, not to mention I'm sure others have performance-based kickers on their contracts. Very good point. Very good point. That's when you start getting into all this money, and that can become a problem in that case. So very good point, Maul. I hear you. And again, I'm not saying go out there and do it. I'm just saying make the phone call and see what it may or may not take to make that happen. And if not, I'm fine with where they are right now. I'm fine. Olamide Zaccheaus is going to be battling Quez Watkins for that third wide receiver spot. We'll see who eventually wins out. But I'm fine with where they are offensively in that case.
I am too, and I think a lot of people are, man. This offense is one of the best, if not the best in the league. But again, I think you have to at least make the phone call to DeAndre Hopkins.
Make the call.
And look, it's the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles had tremendous injury luck last season where all of their starters were playing in the Super Bowl. That does not happen. I obviously am not wishing injury on anybody for next season. But nagging injuries happen. Say a guy like Devontae Smith has to miss a couple weeks with a bad calf, turf toe, something like that. Mm-hmm. Are you content with Zaccheaus and Quez Watkins being your 2 and 3? Now look, I know they have Goddard. I know they have Jalen Hurts. I know they have the run game, best offensive line in football, everything like that. If it's a one-year deal, $13 million incentives, I'm at least thinking about it if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm especially making the phone call just in case.
Just make the phone call. That's all we're saying. Just make the phone call. Right now you have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, as you know, just mentioned, Olamide Zaccheaus, Quez Watkins, some of the others that are still there. I mean, I guess Devin Allen, Greg Ward. Beyond that, it's not John Hightower, I guess.
Britton Covey. Doesn't do anything for you?
Nah. More on the Dallas Goedert side of things when it comes to that third wide receiver. For the Eagles offense. And as far as the free safety position goes with Buda Baker, I'm with everybody on that. Sidney Brown is right now probably, I guess, because of where he was drafted, he and Reed Blankenship will battle that out for that spot. But I mean, if you can upgrade, I don't know, Terrell Edmonds and Buda Baker, or Buda Baker and Sidney Brown, maybe they feel like they can move him around a little bit. Both of them, versatile safeties. And you can be able to make things happen a little bit right there. At the linebacker position, if you remember, they went and signed Nick Morrow in the offseason. I don't mind it. Nice linebacker. I'm cool with it. You're not going to go out there and get, you're not going to get, like we talked about, you're not going to get all pros at every position, and we know that. You have to have just guys in those spots in general when it comes to things. So 610-632-0975. So that's where we are on the conversation there when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins. And it was also something that we talked about a little bit last night, and we come to Joe here in just a second, with the young players. Last night we talked about during our show, 6 to 10 normal, well, 7 to 10 last night, but 6 to 10 overall. We talked about Tyrese Maxey and his development, him taking that next step. And we bring it up now because of the last caller speaking about James Harden, not wanting to give him the money nor the years. 33 years of age, all of the things that are wrapped up in the one about James Harden, and your concern about paying him, bringing him back within this organization, the offense. We don't know who the coach is, so that's tough to say because we don't know what type of offense is going to be. But when it comes to Maxey, so young, so many years left of, we think, you know, high-level basketball. We know he can score. The question about his development of playmaking, picking his spots where he's not going into the trees all the time and going into all that traffic to get a shot off, picking those types of spots, when to turn it up, knowing when to turn it up versus turning it down, improving on the defensive end. All those things that we can look at as far as Tyrese Maxey taking that next step. And one of the things that I talked about, had he not gotten injured, he was averaging 21, I think, in the beginning of the season when he got injured. And because of that, once he came back playing 40-plus regular season games, with him, I thought he could have gotten to at least 22, 23 on average this season as a scorer, number two scorer on this team behind Joel Embiid. My thought, I think he can take that jump next season. Anywhere from 22 to 25 next season on average in terms of his scoring. A lot is going to have to go. One of the parts that we talk about with his development is half-court movement off the ball, to where he's not standing in the corner waving his hands like, I'm open. Go get the ball. Doc Rivers did say it one time. We got it at one of the poorer games that he had in the playoffs early on. Rivers pointed out how he felt like the ball could have gotten to him a little bit more. They have to get him more involved. However, he needs to go get it. All ball players, all people who've watched the game, you know, go get the ball. The ball will find you. If the ball sticks in one spot, go get the basketball. Make yourself available. That's another part of his development, doing that. And maybe that will happen in this new coach's offense. But it also had us thinking about, as we talk about Aaron Nola, he used to be one of these guys. And now he's a veteran, so he's no longer in that space of where we talk about this. But when you look at Maxey, he's the only young player right now that you look at and you feel like you can count on. Maybe Jaden Springer turns into that. I don't think Paul Reed necessarily qualifies for this category of the conversation that we're about to have. You go to the Phillies, the first thing you do is look at Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott. Brandon Marsh, not quite there yet. But those two are young guys that you look at and you feel pretty good about as the years will go along and you feel that they're going to be really good. Eagles. Let's take Jalen Hurts out of the conversation because he was already an MVP candidate, led his team to the Super Bowl. And you might want to do the same for Devontae Smith, but for this exercise, Devontae Smith is one that I think we put in there, and he's pretty much right at the top. When we speak about Maxey and some of these others, then you go to the Union, you go to the Flyers, and you get some of the young players in there. How do you feel, Eagle fans, Sixer fans, Phillies, Union, Flyers, Philadelphia sports fans, how do you feel about the young players? Do you feel like we're in a good spot in the city? You have the veterans that are MVPs, Embiid, Harper. Hurts is not a veteran in that sense, but he was an MVP candidate already, and you have so many other top-tier guys, Jason Kelsey and Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown in a sense, because he's still technically, you know, a veteran that's been around for a while. But when you look at the young people in this city that they need to help now and can help in the future to kind of extend this thing along, and that's where we talked about the Sixers earlier in the week, where they missed out on so many young players to go along and build with Joel Embiid. They missed out on that. But now that we are here, Maxey, Sott, Bohm, Smith, Dickerson, these young players that the Eagles have, the same for the Flyers in the Union again. How do you feel as a fan base watching and following all of these teams and where the city is, where these organizations are right now with the young talent in the city of Philadelphia? I'm curious to see where you are. 610-632-0975. We'll include that as part of the conversation to go along with the Hopkins, Nola piece that we've already been on. And I'm just very curious to see how you feel about the young talent in the city of Philadelphia right now. Is there a lot? Because you can look at some of these other cities that we follow, the other teams that we watch on television all the time, and say, man, they're loaded. This team or that city has all of these young players. When we look at the Sixers, there's only one. Two right now that you can really point to on the Phillies. And a number on the Eagles. But on the Flyers and the Union, maybe some questions there also. Where are we in terms of young talent in the city of Philadelphia? We'll keep our summertime conversation going. I know Joe wants to talk about the Sprinkles versus Jimmy's debate. I'll give you the next verses when we get back as well. 610-632-0975. Maxie is the starting point, but then we get to the others. Some good young talent. Do we have enough in the city? It's the best show ever. Devon Givens, Tom Alvord, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, the 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at landispc.com. We got 4:45. We got What's Trending with Tom. Since there's no What's Brewing with Jen today, What's Trending with Tom at 4:45. We'll get to that. We'll let you know about the Fanatic Deal of the Week once more as we go along. 610-632-0975. But we do need a Twitter poll update, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do.
Let's get a Twitter poll
update.
You
came to the right place. Yes, the official Twitter poll at 975TheFanatic on Twitter. Should Howie Roseman try to, quote, work his magic once again and sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins? Hasn't moved much. Yes, go all in, 55%. No, let's be realistic at 45%.
Mm-hmm.
And Philly Fanatic response to the poll, not the Philly Fanatic, just a Philly Fanatic on Twitter.
Okay.
People voting no, don't want a Super Bowl. Go all in.
Go all in. Get it done.
I guess not.
Very simple. Get it done. Bring in more talent, and more talent. One more versus, and we'll get to Joe here in South Jersey. Very popular hat in the summer is a visor. Right? Right.
Absolutely.
Chip Kelly.
Doug Peterson.
Bob Cooney. Wears a visor in the summer. Visor versus other. You can go with the regular dad hat. You can go with the trucker hat like I have on right now with the, you know, the netting in the back. Or the bucket. Which one? I'm not a visor person. Never been. Not a visor person. I go with all the other hats. Bucket, this trucker hat, dad hats, the fitteds, not the visor. Just not me. Just not me.
If I could, I would rock the visor. That would be my choice.
Why can't you?
You just can and you can't with some things, you know? Yeah. And I don't know if it's the hair. I don't know if it's the confidence level with the visor. Have never been able to rock the visor. Some people can. Doug Peterson, Chip Kelly, as you mentioned, Bob Cooney. Can't rock the visor. What if I could? So I go normal dad hat. Bucket hat's a good item in the summertime as well.
Yes.
Especially on the beach, get that shade.
Bucket hat is underrated.
Very. It's coming back, too. It's like the style now. They're selling them at the mall, everything like that. Get them online. Sports games, the Eagles bucket hat. They're coming back. They're making a comeback.
The bucket is underrated, man. Telling you, the bucket is underrated. I have a couple of them, and Ray Dunn is filling in for us tonight, 6 to 10. Thumbs up on the bucket. Listen, man, you can't go wrong with the bucket hat. I'm telling you. And I don't like bucket hats. You're not wearing it. I am.
Doesn't like you either.
Cool. Might have to bring the bucket hat out now. Rather than later. I'm definitely a bucket hat guy. Definitely. I didn't know if we can... I mean, you know, we wear whatever when we're here, but when we're on TV, I don't know if the bucket hat is appropriate. So you just go with the regular hat.
I think the bucket hat's good. The
bucket is appropriate?
Yeah, I think so.
But the bucket,
yeah,
it's got the headphones over
there. Tough with the headphones.
Look like Omar Epson Juice when he has a bucket on when he's DJing.
Connor Thomas, not myself, by the way, for those that were confused.
Yes.
Connor Thomas wore his Eagles bucket hat every single day. For Eagles post game this past year. And it made it work with the headphones.
Made it work. All right. So visor versus other in the summer. And don't forget about your overrated, underrated of the summer. 610-632-0975. We go to Joe in South Jersey checking in. Joe, thanks for hanging on here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about the sprinkles for rainbow sprinkles versus the chocolate Jimmy's. Jimmy's are brown and chocolate. Rainbow sprinkles are different colors.
They're sprinkles, right.
And just wanted to clarify that because he said it wasn't really...
Are you one versus the other when it comes into play?
Yeah, very much rainbow sprinkles.
100%. That's the way to go. Well, yeah.
When my daughter was expecting my grandchild, she ate a cone every night with rainbow sprinkles.
That was her vice, huh? Yeah.
Yep, big time.
At that moment, hey, listen, I get it. You know, I understand that. Yeah, you have your thing at that time. You got anything on the Phils or the Eagles, Sixers?
Yeah, the Phils have to start off getting it together. They have the pieces, but they're not playing together. They'll be playing good, and all of a sudden they have part portions where they just lose it.
Yeah, you have several innings. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have that one inning or those two innings that really just goes against them in their favor, and then they're playing catch-up once again, or they're leading, and then they give up a big inning, and then they're just done in.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I also wanted to say the Birds should get DeAndre Hopkins because he's a really good player, and can never have too many good players. You know, if they...
Especially if they all buy in.
Yeah, if the other guys have a problem with buying in and all, it's competition. It's like if you work in an office and somebody comes in, you know, has a master's degree, you know, you have to welcome that guy too. Just like, you know, the Birds have to let DeAndre Hopkins in. If he's, you know.
I wish it was that easy. But look, it seems like their culture is setting that way, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks.
Really appreciate it. Their culture is setting that way where, again, we feel like a personality, a talent like that can go into that locker room and still have some success. And they would accept it in. I mentioned the Golden State Warriors when they had that run. And Steph Curry is the 2-time MVP. He is an NBA champion already. But he can deal with the fact that the best player arguably in the world behind LeBron James or head-to-head with LeBron James is Kevin Durant and can come in and still play at the highest level, win championships. And Steph Curry's not worried about winning the MVP. He's just not. You worry about the championships. If that's something that they're into here, that would be great. That would be fantastic. So, love it. Love that he cleared up the Jimmys and all that. I mean, come on, man. It's just, you know.
Sprinkles.
Brownies.
Where do you think, not what you want, because I think we're in the same boat here, that we both think that they should at least make the call for DeAndre Hopkins. Does he want to come here? Does he want a bigger role? We shall see, because he's not going to have as big of a role here as he may have with another team. Top of your head, where do you think he ends up? Because to me, it's probably Buffalo. I feel like he's been linked to Buffalo a little bit now. Obviously said that he would love to play with a guy like Josh Allen. That was the first guy that he mentioned in his top five quarterbacks. It's a need. Stephon Diggs, one of the best receivers in this league. It's a drop-off after that.
Gabe Davis.
He's nice, but he's no DeAndre Hopkins.
He's not.
In my opinion.
He's not.
Where do you think he goes? I probably say Buffalo as of right now.
Number one, I'm surprised. Honestly, I was very surprised that nothing happened with Steph Diggs. Seemed like he was really upset.
Like a trade,
you're
saying.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really surprised that he's still there. That said, that would be my favorite. I would say Kansas City is second. Because I don't think he's going to ask for the money like we think. If he's getting paid, let's just assume he's getting paid. I don't think he's worried about the money. I think he's worried about, sure, he may want a long-term deal, but if he gets $10 million, something like that, I think he'll be fine. I do. So I would say Buffalo, Kansas City. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know their money situations. Baltimore would probably be the other. Going to L.A. would be like coming to Philadelphia. Better chance to win here, I think, of getting there versus going to the Chargers.
How about the Jets?
Maybe.
I think the Chiefs should be all over them. because they don't have a wide receiver one. And the Ravens as well. I like Odell. He's fine. I think he's a little overrated. But those guys legit don't have a wide receiver one. The other teams do.
Yep. Yep. Let's get Pat and Blackwood here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Pat? Yo, Pat. All right, Pat's not there. We'll pivot and go to Wilkes-Barre.
On vacation already.
Yes, he is with Steve here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Steve?
Hey, man. Thanks. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I haven't talked to you before, but you guys are pretty cool. I listen to Ty all the time and talk to him and stuff like that. But
well, next time, stick around on Tuesday because we're right after the show, 6 to 10. I appreciate it, though.
I see. I watch it on TV, man.
Okay.
Well, if I could get you, I would listen to you because you sound like this would be something I could listen to. I've been watching you since you've been on the air, so.
Thank you, man.
I've been hanging out. So, listen, man, check this out. Anyway, one thing I want to mention is, as far as Turner goes, listen, just quit trying to be Kyle Schwarber, be yourself, and you'll be fine. I think he wants to hit the ball at the point. He hit 5 home runs in the World Series or that World thing. Man, just relax. The dude is a good player. He's an all-star. He's one of the top 10 players in the league.
Yep.
Just relax, dude. Now, as far as Nola goes, I've been telling Titus, I'm going to tell you the same thing. This guy is not a number two starter, period. He's a number three. He's not a number. We need a number two starter. And, man, you look at his, like, last 8 starts even, okay? We go back, let's say Houston, 8 innings, 1 run. Next thing against the Dodgers, 6.1 innings, 4 runs. The next game against Toronto, 2 runs, good. Colorado, 4 runs. 7 innings, not good. Cubs, 2 runs, 7 innings. Last night, 5 runs, 6 innings. That's the number 3 starter. That's not the number 2. And I'm going to tell you something else, man. There's no way they're signing this guy to $30 million. They're out of their mind if they do.
Are you talking about Hopkins?
I'm talking about Nola.
Oh, Nola. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, nah. If it's trending this way, when they get to the negotiations, Steve, and this keeps up all season long, and they do want to bring him back, it's in their favor. It is definitely in their favor.
And you know what? I'll even go a little step further. If he continues on this way he's going, he may walk. I mean, somebody's going to maybe give him so much money. You know somebody's out there is willing to do that. So if this is the case, he's contorting. I know this is going to sound stupid, but I'll tell you what, if you can get something back to him on the trade by the deadline, a number good number 3 starter or something that's almost comparable to a number good 3 starter or even a 2 starter, I trade him. I'm telling you that now.
Where's their record? If you say trade him, where's their record?
I'm saying you got to trade him for somebody in return that you're going to get, like, that's a decent number 3 starter, comparable even to him. He's going to walk anyway, so what's the difference? And you know, to be honest with you, man, if I'm, like, looking at his body language, to be honest with you, he looks like he doesn't even want to be here anymore. You could just look the way he walks around and holds his head down.
I haven't seen that yet, but I'll keep an eye on that. I haven't seen that yet. Maybe it's just more being dejected of what he's doing out there actually on the mound versus not wanting to be here, but I'll keep an eye on his body language. Steve, let me ask you on the way out, man, do you have something that's overrated or underrated about the summer?
Dude, there's nothing like the summer, man. You know what? No. I love the summer. Right now, actually, this time of the year in May, there's nothing better because you know summer's coming. And it's like, I'm a warm person. I like the warm weather, but I can't think of nothing, man. There's nothing I hate about the summer.
It's all good. I love it, man.
All
Steve,
good, brother.
Thanks for the call, man. Pleasure.
Enjoy your weekend, brother.
You too, man. Don't be a stranger. I haven't seen the body language part, except for when you're getting knocked around the way that you are when it comes to Aaron Nola. That can tend to mess with your body language.
He never really shows emotion. Like, he doesn't. He can look defeated at times if he has a bad inning, but I haven't noticed that either. He's just an emotionless type pitcher in Aaron Nola.
All right, it's 4:48. We're a couple of minutes behind. We get back to the phone. Get to Pat and everybody else that's there, Julio, DSP, Dave, and David. We got to get to what's trending with Tom. You're on the best show ever.
Yes, sir. What's trending with Tom?
What's trending right now?
There's a lot of things trending, man. But we're going to start in Kentucky, where... It's not a story about a man in Kentucky who shot his roommate because he...
Hot Pockets.
Because of the Hot Pocket. We went over that last night. But this Kentucky man won $1 million on a lottery ticket. The reason? He ran out of gas and stopped at a gas station, bought a ticket, and won the money. So, Michael Schlemmer of Corbin, Kentucky spent $20 on a winning $1 million luck scratch-off card from Kentucky Lottery. At the convenient food mart on U.S. Highway 25 West, Schlemmer reportedly coasted into the gas station because he was so low on fuel. He had $40 to his name.
I was about to ask you that.
$20 in gas, $20 that turned into $1 million on a lottery ticket.
What's his name again?
Michael Schlemmer.
Mike is a genius.
Or is he lucky?
He's very lucky. First of all, he's lucky that he was near the gas station as he's coasting with no gas. He just puts it in neutral and just rolls and pulls right into the gas station, has enough. You know what? All right, let me put $20. He put 20. He didn't even put 5. Put 20.
He's feeling himself.
He was feeling himself. Yes, he was. Good for him.
He said, quote, "Nothing went through my mind. I just got up and went back in the store and showed it to him. Until I get the check in my hand, I don't believe it."
Exactly.
That's what he says.
That's how I would be. First of all, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't be doing interviews like Mike is. But you wouldn't know that I won the $1 million or $20 million, $20,000. You wouldn't know. But good for him. That's good luck, man. Sometimes,
seriously,
man, sometimes you just got to hit that luck.
So do you, if that's you, and obviously you're on a lucky strike right there. You pull into a random gas station because you're out of gas and you end up winning the lottery. Mm-hmm. Do you try and, you know, keep that lucky strike going? Whether
nope.
It's a, now you're, whether it's a bet on the Celtics to win the series.
Nope.
Whether it's a bet on Trey Turner to hit two homers tonight.
Enough is enough.
Now you're not pushing
that's done.
It?
We'll try it another time. Right now, taking his cool meal. After taxes, whatever it is, $600,000.
Yeah, $680,000. Yeah,
that's good.
A little over.
It's good money.
Could be worse.
It could be worse, especially after breaking down because you don't have gas. No, I'm stopping right there.
I'm probably
what's
placing,
done is done.
Placing one home run bet on a Philly tonight.
Yeah, but how much? Not $20?
$100?
Ah, 20. The 20 works.
I got $680,000. I'm putting $100.
Works.
I don't know, man.
All right.
Be greedy.
You'll be mad that you lost that 100.
Just
too.
Like the Eagles, being greedy to get
being
the
greedy,
Andre Hopkins.
Get the Andre Hopkins.
Look at that. We're going to move over to Texas, where Texas teens were charged over a, quote, fart spray prank.
I saw this.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw
this. That sickened fellow students and had the school evacuated. Yes, two teens were pulling a prank at Caney Creek High School, 45 miles north of Houston. This was a couple weeks ago. Diego Flores and David Navarrete Arce, I believe is how you say it, were charged with third-degree felony punishable up to 10 years in prison.
I see. I didn't know it was that far.
That's what it says, which is
jeez.
A bit extreme. Now, both youngsters have been released on
what
a $3,000 bond.
Yes.
Look, high school pranks, they used to be a huge thing. Not so much even
they
when
They weren't
I was
always funny, though, to me. I'd be like, oh, that was corny.
But a fart spray one, that's pretty good.
I mean, the whoopee cushion is cool. We had people that would do stuff like fart rocks. Yes. You have rocks that you place.
Fart on a rock and throw it at somebody? I
don't know how they smell the way that they smell. It smelled that bad. They were rocks, Tom. And they weren't sprays. And they were placed in whatever part of the classroom that they were placed in. And it would have that odor in the classroom. And it was annoying. Yeah. I like a good prank, a good fun, all that stuff. Sometimes, like, all right, man, that wasn't funny. Because now I'm mad because it stinks.
And especially you have to evacuate the school. Yeah. I respect a good prank. Like a good high school prank.
Is that a good prank?
Yeah, I think so.
That was corny, man.
Why is it corny? I don't know.
I don't want to smell that. Do something else.
When you go out
make
as a senior.
Make me laugh.
When you go out as a senior. It made his buddies laugh.
Like Wedding Crashers. Remember in Wedding Crashers when the little kid was telling Vince Vaughn, make me laugh, make me laugh.
Make me a balloon
make
clown?
Make me a balloon clown.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I don't know. I appreciate a good high school prank.
I do too, but that was corny.
And last one here. Last one here real quick. Princess Leia's dress from the original Star Wars is set to go up in auction, and it is projected to get between $1 and up to $2 million.
I can see that.
On the auction. Now, I ask you, and we've had these side topics before, from a movie, is there one thing that you would auction on? Maybe not $2 million, maybe $680,000 because you just won the lottery, just like that guy Michael Schlemmer did.
Wow.
Schlemmer, whatever his name was. Anything that sticks out to you that you would want to auction on to have from a movie.
All right, so you know I'm a big Eddie Murphy guy.
Absolutely.
There's so many things because you know I'm a movie person. If I had to choose, just going right off the top because I'm a big Eddie Murphy guy, Beverly Hills Cop 2, the Detroit Lions, Varsity Jacket, I would love that. Not a Lions fan, Alfie from Abington, if you're watching or listening, but it's Axel Foley. It's the Varsity Jacket. It's 90 degrees in L.A. and Beverly Hills, and he's still wearing the varsity jacket. Axel Foley. That's where I'm going. What about you?
And I'm stealing this from you because we did a side topic about this maybe like a year ago.
We did.
McLovin's fake ID, which was your answer, which is a tremendous answer. I'm auctioning for McLovin's fake ID, and I'm just having it at the man cave, at the bar, wherever, just so people can say, you got a replica. That's funny. No. That's not a replica.
That's the real thing, my man.
That is Muhammad's ID right there. Is that what his name, his second name that he was going for?
Yeah, he said, look it up.
Most popular name in the world, man.
Second most popular name in the world.
And that is what's trending with Tom.
Listen, great job. As always, we do a version of that, but it's leftovers every night, 9:45 to close out the show, or 11:45 after a Sixers or Flyers game. But you can get the McLovin, I think, poster and place that into your man cave.
It's a classic college poster right there.
Fantastic. No, you can have that as an adult because it's so iconic.
You have to get it framed as an adult. Any poster on the wall has to be framed as an adult.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like college kid, you could just throw it on there.
You're an adult now. You adult it by upgrading to the frame.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'll walk in with my varsity Axel Foley jacket, my Detroit Lions.
It's not bad.
Classic. 610-632-0975. Lauren again, Lauren 76ers fan. She said, I'm eating my ice cream with the Jimmies, wearing flip-flops. The only time I eat water ice is when I add a shot of tequila. Thank you, Lauren. Come back. Get to the phone, 610-632-0975. We'll start off with DSP on the other side. Get to everybody else. It's a Friday here leading into the Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're all having a great one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in, tweeting. We all appreciate it here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And until 6, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 501-97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It is the best show ever. I'm Devon Givens in for the gang. Tom Alvord producing. Brennan in the back, making sure we have everybody on air, making sure we sound pretty good, getting all of our audio. 610-632-0975. And let me tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. One more time, experience thrills and make a splash with the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Get one same-day ride and water park ticket to Maurice Piers for $70. That's unlimited rides on all three piers and access to both water parks. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your combo ticket before they're gone. Supplies are very limited. And with that, let's add another versus to the conversation. This one is courtesy of Brendan. We let Brendan pick the final one of the day. And that is games versus rides, whether it's at the pier, the boardwalk, the amusement park, because of the water parks. Games or rides? Clearly, we all like both if we're there. But if I had my choice, it would probably be rides. Since my back is always killing me, it's now games.
But you would choose rides.
But I would choose rides.
If the back was cooperative.
Yes.
That's fair.
And Jasper sent like a thing, back brace, said use that on the ride on Twitter. Thanks, Jasper.
I'm going to say games. Because at this age, like, how often do I go to an arcade? Not very much. So.
How often do you go to the amusement park?
Not very much either.
All right.
But I think, you know, you have all the lines with the rides. Some of them might make you queasy, make you nauseous, get you wet if you're on the log flume. I'm not ready for all that stuff right now at this old age. Just give me some skee ball.
This old age.
Give me some Pac-Man. I'll be good to go. So I go games.
What were you best at as far as the games?
Air hockey or bubble hockey.
Okay.
Those are the top tier.
Okay.
Bubble hockey number one. You know the one, obviously, with the bubble.
Yeah, do the things.
Russia versus USA. That's my go-to. Beat anyone.
Okay. For me, it was always surprise. You spend money on the basketball. Even though they have the ball and the rim is actually not supposed to work.
Yeah, it's like crooked or whatever, right?
Yeah. It's not supposed to work. Still, Still.
Still got it?
Still got it.
Love it.
Not worried about that. Except for when I tore my ACL. Went out. Me and Sal, we went out one time. We were down Delaware Ave and was trying to shoot. I couldn't get a lift because I was still wearing my knee brace from my ACL and I couldn't.
Messes everything up, man.
Yeah, it didn't work out well. Yeah, I was, you know, and then you're mad because you're like, I'm better than this.
Yeah, I absolutely know that.
No, that's not happening. So that and skee ball. Yeah, that and skee ball.
I'm not very good at skee ball.
Oh, man, go right for the 70. Bang.
That's not the corner one, right? Corner one's
right in the middle, straight down the middle.
Okay.
Gotta get my game up. Let that pile up. Then the tickets just start flowing out. Strategy. Strategy.
Do you have a go-to prize? I was just one with the candy.
Yeah. Nah, it was whatever. Whatever was there at the time. And I'd be like, give me that. I earned that. Give me that. Karate Mark said, nothing more comfortable than a pair of Yeezy slides. I have a pair. I haven't worn them yet, but I have a pair of those. Try them out. Try them out. Slides over flip-flops for Vicky, too. I am Vicky Lynn. Let's go to DSP on the cell, hanging out with us here on the afternoons on the best show ever. What's up, DSP?
Come on, man. You're lost, and you got your Yeezy slides. You ain't even put them on yet.
Well, I think... I why are you calling me out, man? I mean, I don't have them. How about that?
you know who I am? We've had each other at McGillard.
Absolutely. I know exactly who you are.
Right. So DeAndre Hopkins will snatch him, man. We'll snatch him. Let's get him. Hopefully, Jeffrey Murray and Rosen are able to make that to happen. I don't know, man. You know, listen, that's my fantasy. And I hope it happens. Come on, can you imagine DeAndre Hopkins on one side?
Yes, I could.
That's all, man. Like, yeah, you want to go home and play that and put DeAndre Hopkins on one side and put AJ Brown on the other side and see how that plays out.
Yes, I could see it. I could see it playing out. DSP, listen, do you have an overrated, underrated thing about summer?
Overrated, underrated thing about summer. I don't like the insects. So that's not overrated or underrated, but my thing about summer is I hate the insects.
You hate the bugs.
As soon as the bugs start, like, I start getting irritated, but I know that they know that they're telling you that it's summertime. You know what I mean? Like, this is the good weather. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's clearly telling you. And listen, man, thanks. Enjoy the weekend, DSP. Appreciate it. It is telling you that summertime because they are coming from everywhere. All kinds of bugs you've never seen before. Mosquitoes, of course. Those are the regular ones. The bees, wasps, and then you have the others. Yeah.
Can I give you an underrated?
Give me an underrated.
Doing nothing
for the summer
is underrated. Just in general, doing nothing on the beach, doing nothing on a long weekend,
doing nothing even when you travel,
doing nothing for a day. You travel, yeah,
for a day. I used to get a lot of pushback on this.
Nah, man,
going to family vacation, right? We're gone for like 6-7 days, and I'm like, we got an early flight. We're going West Coast most likely, so as we go, we're getting there relatively early.
Sure.
I might have worked the day before. So have you. All right. Cool. How about we just chill today? No, we got to go here, that place, and the other place. No, we don't.
We don't have to do it.
We have 5 more days. That's how I look.
Just do nothing. Just relax. Like you say, you can go rock climbing. You can do...
That I'm not doing, but I hear you.
You could do a boat ride. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
Boardwalk. Just one day. One moment, just do nothing. Sit on the beach, read a book, listen to music for like 4 hours. Nothing better.
Christy,
doing nothing.
Christy on Twitter. Christy Schwags. Her Twitter name is Christy Likes Beer. So this goes along with the post beach shower beer is underrated.
Wow, that got me.
That got you?
Oh, man.
They put you in the spot?
Oh, man.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
There
that sounds
go.
Delicious.
Thanks, Christy. Appreciate it. Brian says chocolate ice cream with chocolate sprinkles is elite, hands down. I'm out.
Chocolate sprinkles, chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
That's too much.
I mean, I get it if you're a chocolate lover.
That's fair.
Just, I'm out. And right now we go to Northeast, check in with Dave on the best show ever. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. This is my first time ever calling in. A little nervous.
Nah, but, don't be nervous. You're amongst friends. Come on, man.
All right. But, yeah, I wanted to talk about, you know, like the young players on all the Philly teams. I mean, I trust the young players on the Phillies, you know, Alec Baum and Stott. I trust, you know, that Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. No, Kobe Dean.
See, that's when we said the Eagles, we stopped, Dave, because there are so many. We just said we'll wait for somebody to mention it like yourself.
Yeah, yeah, there is so many. Hurts, you know, even Hurts, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, I think will be good.
Yep.
But with the Sixers, I just can't trust this team. It's just like the organization. I like the Phillies. I think the Phillies are good. The Eagles, you know, I think they're good. But the Sixers, I just don't trust them. I don't really think the player development is good. I think players like Rajah Bell, Iguodala, maybe even Larry Hughes. I feel like players always have to leave the Sixers to flourish for whatever reason. I don't know if you don't know how to utilize them the right way. I feel like they're okay here. Then they leave, and then they're great other places. I don't know why that is. I just feel like it's just the organizations in general. Like, I see the Phillies in the playoffs. They barely made the playoffs. And I still felt like we could beat anybody. The Eagles, same thing with them.
And part of it was because of the young talent.
Yeah, exactly. And they got the young guys contributing. And then with the Eagles, even in 2017, I thought we could beat anybody even with the backup. Last year in the playoffs, I thought we could beat the Chiefs. I thought we could beat anybody. But the last 5-6 years with the Sixers, no matter how good we are during the regular season, I've never gone into the playoffs thinking, yeah, like, we can win it all. I've never thought we could get past Boston this postseason. I was telling people, like, we just can't beat them. We're not good enough. We were up 3-2. I still didn't think we were going to win.
I did.
I didn't. I mean, I want to. Believe me, I want them to win, but it's just year after year of seeing the same thing. I mean,
sure.
I really just feel like, and I hate to say this, I just feel like the Sixers are the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. They're good every single year. And then you get to the postseason, you cannot get to the conference finals in 20-something years.
And one of the things that goes in your favor in this conversation, Maxey is really good, Reed is developing, we'll see about Springer, is when you see Isaiah Joe again leave and go to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And
yeah, exactly.
Driving away yeah, enough where you could have used that a bit here with his outside shooting and such.
Yeah, I watched him. I didn't even know we got rid of him. I was watching a game. I see him doing great. I'm like, is that the guy that never
That's
played
the guy.
On a team?
That's the guy. Hey, Dave.
Oh, my God.
A great call for your first time, man. Do you have something that's overrated, underrated in summer?
I was going to not really. Like the other guy said, I just hate bugs.
You just
hate
the
when
bugs?
I'm walking outside. Yeah. I hate bees, especially carpenter bees. People say, don't worry, they don't bite. Yeah, or they don't sting you. Yeah, they just bite through wood. So imagine what they do if they bite through skin, you know? Like,
Dave.
Bees, I hate when you're walking by.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, no question, man. Especially when they won't go away. You swing at them. They tell you don't swing at them because it's just going to aggravate them even more. And you swing at them again because you can't help it. You want it to get away. Dave, great stuff, man. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. You too.
You got it, man. Really appreciate it. Let's go right to Dave in South Jersey here talking about the visor or the bucket here on 97.5 NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Dave?
Hey, same old, same old. First of all, happy Memorial Day to everybody. I'm a 65-year-old veteran.
Oh, thank you, man.
Especially the families and everybody, really. But that's why I like the visors, because when I was young, I liked the saltwater fish and home fish freshwater. So I wear a hat like yours with the vent in the back, but only a white one, like a light collar one, keep the sun off you. But after being in the Army, having to wear all the different hats, the helmets.
Yeah, the buckets. You also had the bucket, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm now a visor, man.
Now advising, man. Well,
yeah,
listen,
it just feels good. And as far as the overrated, underrated, I agree. Your first day when you're traveling somewhere, even if I'm only going down the shore for the first day, that's my day. I don't do nothing. The rest of them, I'm doing something.
That's right. You're just trying to chill, man.
Yeah, yeah. The first day, that's what that's for. I'm packing and relaxing and planning. And as far as the Eagles, I think they're good. I love the fact they got them guys from Georgia. I love that. The Phillies, I'm honestly not worried. Look how bad they did last year. And once you get in, anybody can win.
No doubt. And as we saw that last season, that is the case. Hopefully they pick it up tonight, man. And Bryce is good. And listen, Dave, thanks so much, man. Enjoy.
Thank you. You have a blessed holiday.
You
everybody.
Too. And again, thanks for your service, man. Really appreciate it. And Bryce, you'll be first when we get back. Then we got Nick and Chris. A couple of people dropped off there right there during that segment. So if you want to check in before we step away, 610-632-0975. We are stepping away at 6 o'clock, handing things over to Ray Dunn on the radio side. On the TV side, we'll get Bird's Huddle, of course, with B. Brooks and the gang. 610-632-0975. Beach towel or beach chair is something that Brian on Twitter, something that we discussed. Beach towel or beach chair? I prefer the chair. If I wanted to pick one or the other, I'll do that. But I prefer the chair if I have to choose between the two.
Yeah. I like comfort. I don't feel like laying down. Give me a chair, man. Just let me lounge in a chair.
Good point.
Team chair.
How about you all? We'll come back. 610-632-0975. Best show ever. 97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
By The Fanatic.
That's straight up video game music, amusement park music right there. Welcome back to Best Show Ever here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Devon Givens in for the gang. Tyrone Johnson, Hunter Brody, Ricky Vitalico, and Jen Scordo. Tom Alvord is here. Brendan in the back. Can I give you one more versus before we take Bryce here on the phones? Talk about Taiwan Walker, who absolutely needs to step up.
Please do.
How about this one? Popsicles versus freeze pops. The ones in the plastic that when you're finished, you have the juice.
Got the juice at the end, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the childhood popsicles.
Okay.
I'll go popsicles. All right. Wooden stick, drips all over your hand, that whole thing. As much as freeze pops are much more convenient.
Ah.
Popsicles are delicious.
That's so the best popsicles. One right there, the freeze pop.
The freeze pop?
Yeah, okay. And we keep them in the freezer year-round.
Got the different colors.
Year-round, man.
Do you really?
Yep. Yep.
I think my brother does, too, actually.
Year-round.
Year-round.
Yep. Flavor ice or Flavo ice, whatever it's called.
Do they taste different? Or are they
the
just...
flavors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they actually do, like, different...
Yep.
Is your favorite cherry, just like water ice?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Not a big surprise.
Nope.
Nope. So, yeah.
I'll go to popsicles.
And the best part about the freeze pops versus the popsicles growing up where we grew up. So we had our corner stores all around the city. Of course, well, I'm from Winfield, so they're in, you know, right around. So we had our one right on the corner, Kim's, back in the day. And get ready for the Brian Windhorst meme where he saw. So you get the 50 cent freeze pop or the 35 cent freeze pop, and then he raised the 50 cent. And it's like this, it's like this long, and yeah,
50 cents.
Fifty
it's like
cents.
2 feet long.
Yep,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
good deal.
You can you know what? Cut it in half, put it in the freezer, save the rest for later. Yep.
Now, is it all popsicles? Because like fudgesicles are undefeated.
Nah, just the
plain popsicle.
Just
you're
the
saying.
Plain popsicle okay. and right. the freeze all pop. Because right. fudgesicles, they all right. I like the one with the vanilla and the chocolate. Covering the coating on the outside.
Well, if we're getting into like good popsicles, now it's popsicles, no doubt.
All right.
Like the orange creamsicle, that's a good one.
Out.
Oh, delicious.
Out. That's nasty.
Strawberry shortcake popsicle.
That's like a sherbet, right?
Yeah.
Something? Nah, it's out.
Missing out, man.
Get that out of here. Get that out of here. Chocolate eclair, yes. That orange sherbet stuff, get that out of here. Let's go to Bryce in Philly here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Bryce?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Good. First time caller.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah, of course. So I want to talk about Taiwan Walker tonight. not only is it a big game for the Phillies, I think this is a huge game for Taijuan Walker to showcase his talents against a divisional matchup. He's been pretty much a letdown, I would say, this year. Terrible at home.
10 games started, 3-2 record, earned run average of 5.79, Bryce.
5.79, and I think he might be at a 7.59 at home. So between him and Trey Turner, they're having some struggles with living in Philadelphia.
Yep, big time, man. He needs to get it together. He really does. Because, look, it wasn't when they signed him anyway, Bryce, it wasn't the most popular signing. But because it was Dombrowski doing stuff, knowing that he was going to be the third or fourth starter because you already have Ranger Suarez with the other two, you're like, okay, this is fine, right? And it's all good. But the way that he has performed so far, you're absolutely right, man. He has to get it together, and it needs to start tonight.
I agree. And I remember everyone was sitting by their phones, and we got the update that he signed with us. I think it was the first one of the offseason. And everyone was stoked coming over from the Mets. And he's been a letdown this year. So he doesn't have great numbers against the division, but going against a rookie tonight, I mean, we need to turn things around. And I'm looking at him, so all eyes on him.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man. You got overrated, underrated for the summer?
Overrated or underrated? Tourism within the city. It gets insane. Overrated.
City is overrated, huh?
I'll tell you what, it's overrated. Is the plastic pops, too, because they cut your mouth. Overrated.
The plastic
pops? The freeze pops.
Oh, the freeze pops.
That's a good point.
See, you got
cut the mouth, man.
Nah, you got to know what you're doing, man. Stop playing around. You just do it. Do what needs to be done. You'll be fine. Let's clear all of that out.
Listen, man.
Family program.
It happens. If there's cuts, it's no good. Well, I don't have to worry about it with the popsicle.
Why are you messing around with the plastic?
Hey, man, it's delicious.
Stop messing around with the plastic. Nick in South Jersey next. Here wants to talk a little to DeAndre Hopkins here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Nick, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good. So not so much DeAndre Hopkins, but with him getting released today, I was curious, do you think that opens opportunity again to trade for Buda Baker?
Yeah, it was something that, you know, Booney mentioned it, our producer on the TV side. Booney mentioned that as more of something that he would be in favor of versus going after DeAndre Hopkins. And look, if they're looking to clean out, because we've heard this before about Buda Baker and DeAndre Hopkins, then you absolutely, again, Howie, making that call. And if that's the first call you're making versus DeAndre Hopkins as a free agent, I'm mad at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. I agree. I'd rather have him than D-Hop just because you guys were talking earlier, you know, A.J. Brown on one side, DeAndre on the other. I just want to see Devontae just keep growing, man. I think someday he'll be better than DeAndre Hopkins, in my opinion.
Wow.
So,
and look, I know Devontae Smith is going to be a heck of a player for years. That's saying something because DeAndre Hopkins playing for some good teams and some bad teams, he always produced. And that if you can have that from Devontae Smith better, then you really have something for sure.
Absolutely, man. And I agree. I mean, if we get D-Hop, hey, I'm not going to be mad. That just adds, that's the best offense I've ever seen if we get him.
No question about it.
So, Devon, I know you like this one. Most underrated summer thing. Nighttime hoops.
Love it.
Outside at a park.
The weather cools down, Nick, and you have that little breeze every now and again, but it's still 80 degrees, 82 degrees with a little humidity.
The lights are on. It's beautiful, man.
Oh, it's the best.
It's beautiful, man. So I know you would like that one, but yeah, I love the show.
How about the underrated part about that, Nick, is when you're done, that first water or Gatorade or whatever, you take that thing. Come on.
And you play till 8:30 at night.
Oh, you play longer than that.
Hopefully.
Hey, Nick, thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's
a great one.
That's fantastic.
That nice. It's still like, you know, 70 degrees when it's 9:30 at night.
Oh, man, you know how many shirts I would have that would be soaked from just summer basketball?
Yeah, man, just
T-shirts?
From summer sweat.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We got DeAndre Hopkins odds for his next team. That have been
Philadelphia is in the top three, I'm guessing.
You are wrong.
Really?
They are tied, though, for third.
Oh. Right.
So I guess technically you're right.
I'm right.
Surprised these odds are that close. So, yes, you are right. Never mind. I'm an idiot. Number one, the Dallas Cowboys at 3-1, who have not been rumored at all. Dallas Cowboys at 3-1.
He doesn't want to play with Dak Prescott.
They have Brandon Cooks. Now, he actually, in his quote, or in his, from the I Am Athlete, they kept saying, oh, Dak Prescott. He just ignores it completely, which is great. Dallas Cowboys, even though they have Cooks and they have CeeDee Lamb
and Mike Gallup.
The Chiefs tied for second, just in second, 4-1.
They should be.
Carolina Panthers, 5-1.
Interesting.
And then tied for fourth, so we were wrong. The Eagles are tied for fourth. Ravens, Bills, Pats, and Eagles all tied for fourth at 7-1.
And I can see any of those teams.
Yeah.
Any of them. All right. We come back. Final segment here with us on this afternoon before we hand things off on the radio and television side. We come back. We keep these conversations going with the games and the rides. Overrated, underrated, Aaron Nola, Sixers, and, of course, DeAndre Hopkins. All right here. And, by the way, Dave wanted to clear something up. He said the tan itself, to clarify, lying on the beach to get a tan is overrated. Getting a tan working outside with no shirt is different. Agree, a tan itself is still okay. Appreciate it, Dave. We come back. We start off with Chris on the other side. Everybody else follows. Final segment right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, final segment here on this Friday. Now, heading into the evening, 5:36, Devon Givens in on the best show ever for Ty. Hunter, Ricky, and Jen, Tom Alvord's here. Brendan Gunn, Dunn, doing a great job here. Brendan Gunn, I'm sorry, I was thinking something else.
We got Ray Dunn, we got Brendan Gunn.
Yeah, Matt Menark, those guys are coming up here as well. So before we do step away at 6 o'clock, Tom, great job as always, man. Thanks all week. Thanks for today. Really appreciate it. Great stuff. And all the callers, listeners, and tweeters out there, we really appreciate it. Booney back at the studios. Always a pleasure hanging out with Booney on these days that we get a chance to fill in. So we appreciate everybody and really hope that you have a great, great weekend, a safe weekend, extended weekend. And we know you're stuck in traffic, so we appreciate you letting us hang out in traffic a little bit or while you're packing the car, whatever you're doing. We appreciate it. Let's get to our final Twitter poll update here on the best show ever here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. DeAndre Hopkins, how do the people feel, Tom?
Yes, sir. Final poll on at 975 The Fanatic on Twitter. Should Howie Roseman try to, quote, work his magic once again and sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes. Make the phone call.
Has not moved still.
55?
Final ones, 55-45. 55% go all in, 45% no. Let's be realistic.
Okay. But isn't realistic because Howie Roseman is known to do things like this?
Sounds pretty realistic.
It is kind of realistic. Or it is realistic because Howie does things like this.
Hey, man, you worded the poll, not me. Huh?
Hey, I did.
Come on now.
I did.
Don't be mad at me.
I did. You're right. So we appreciate everybody for voting there on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Twitter account. Couple of things on Twitter. Vicky says the bucket hat, most comfy in my opinion. And then Todd says no with like 15 O's with some exclamation points. Devon, no one, I repeat, no one looks good in a bucket hat.
That's just not true.
Oh, man. All right. I think I pull it off sometimes, John. Ray Dunn pulls off the bucket hat. Connor Thomas pulls off the bucket hat. A good one overrated in the summer. John on the lane. John says, Devon, I hate to say it, but fireworks are overrated to me.
Agreed.
I'm with you, John. I don't care. Don't care. Especially when the kids got older. I'm out. Done. Now, the best fireworks, I went to a party last year. Remember when I went to the party, Slay and Hertz and Green and Maxie and all those guys were there. It's a great time. My friends had the party. They invited me. They had a firework display. That was great. That was cool. You know, it's intimate. It's all the friends and the family. That was cool. The other ones, I'm like, whatever. I'm going to sleep.
Well, you can't sleep because they're so loud.
Sleep right through it.
Ah, you're lucky.
They were cool
when you're young. Now you're waking up neighbors. You're waking up the dog. Freaking out the dog, you're waking up the kids. I'm out now. Not worth it.
And Coach Bird says, games all day for him. Games all day.
Booney also says, send dog from Cypress Hill, always look good in a bucket hat.
This is very true. See, this is why Booney is here.
That's it, man.
Always wore the bucket.
For stuff like that.
And I mentioned Omar Epps and Juice wearing the bucket. that worked well. I like when the ladies wear the bucket hats. They look real cool in the bucket hats. Love it.
Yeah, I don't understand the bucket hat hate. Listen, if you can't pull it off, I understand. It's not for everybody. I probably can't pull it off. I'll still wear it because it's a good look.
It's a good look.
And it shades you.
It is a good look. It is a good look. Got to make sure you wear the bucket. Jay-Z said bucket, though, like, though. It's a song, so you know he probably said some things in there that he shouldn't have said. But he said it. Bucket, though. Now let's go back to the phones. Chris and Cape May here on The Best Show Ever on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Chris? Yo, Chris. All right, we pivot. We move on. Tristan Winwood on The Best Show Ever, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tristan.
Man, how you guys doing?
Are we doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good, man. It's good to be here, man. I appreciate you guys, man. I want to say thanks to God, of course, first and foremost.
No doubt. Yeah, thank you.
Man, you guys raised some interesting topics, man. That was some of the... You shot up a lot of spitfire over there.
We shot him up like fireworks there, Tristan. That's what we did.
Man, I hope DeAndre Hopkins goes with something like over to the Ravens. That'd be nice and interesting to look at. But what else are you talking about? We got the over and underrated. Let's just stop up.
Overrated, underrated of summer.
I got to say this one. Maybe you guys feel a difference when you guys look at a L.A. stadium versus the Philly stadium or anywhere else. You feel the magic when you see, you know, the Lakers stadium and when they show out for them. I think we need that. I need to see an Eve come out. I need to see the Young Guns, Chris and Eve or something like that come out, you know, and support the basketball team. I think we need more showing out for the Philly.
I don't think I've ever seen Eve there. The Chris and Neef, I don't think I've seen them at many games. They have been to some, but you've been getting a lot of celebrities at the games, both Phillies, Eagles, and especially Sixers, where they're front row or up in the suites. You can definitely see them there.
I feel like we need to bring that magic. You know, you can look at the Lakers stadium and you're like, you got Jack Nicholson. He comes out. You know,
but you know what's better than that? The actual fans.
Yeah, that's what.
That's where we win.
Yeah, I agree. West Philly born and raised, man, and I love
it. Same here, man.
Hey, man, thank you guys. Yo, have a good. Oh, the underrated. Hey, underrated will be the gift shops on the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk, you know, man. Look at that. Yeah, you're gonna upset a lot of people, but yeah, still.
Hey, man, man, those prices will upset somebody. And then the underrated is definitely our grills, man. We love to cook out in grills.
Ah, no question, man. No. Gas. Got to go to charcoal. Got to go to charcoal.
Always charcoal.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Tristan. Got to go with the charcoal over the gas. For me, personally, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. For all the people out there who like the gas grill, I like the charcoal grill. Much easier for me.
I got the gas. I turn the knob and we're good to go, man. Easy.
Come on, man. That's in the kitchen. Go in the kitchen.
Nah, I got the grill, man.
Go in the kitchen.
Nope.
Nah. Lauren Rockledge next here on The Best Show Ever on 97.5 NBC Sports Philadelphia. Laura, how are you?
I am well, Devin. How about Tom? What's going on there, my guy?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm enjoying my Memorial Day weekend thus far.
Great.
I mean, the weather is, listen, how many times do we get garbage weather on Memorial Day weekend?
Quite a bit. You talk about rain a lot.
I know,
and
right?
This one is perfect.
Yes, thus far, knock wood. So, Aaron Nola, bye. I don't
Whoa.
Like, we, listen, I can't even put my finger on what is wrong with him, but we don't have time to figure it out. Okay, let him go somewhere else, because we're already sucking up money with Trey Turner, who's garbage. We don't need to be extending money to more garbage.
I don't know that Trey Turner is garbage. He's having a rough start.
Well,
and you're not trading him. Now, the Aaron Nola piece, you know, you got the one-year deal, and he's trying to get the contract extension. That one's more realistic, and he has been kind of garbage.
I don't think I'd even do that. Mm. I don't think I'd do that. He is just, I don't know where he is. Like I said, I can't put my finger on what his problem is, but, man, our pitching is killing us. It is. It's literally killing us.
That it is.
Overrated. All right, over, under. All right, let's go over under. And people are not going to like me about this, but let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
The most overrated thing in the summer is going down the shore for Memorial Day weekend.
Ah, Memorial Day weekend versus 4th of July or any other time.
Well, 4th of July doesn't always fall on a weekend, but like fair. Memorial Day weekend, all right, the water is 60 degrees. You're not getting in the water. All right, it's chilly down there. Fair. You're lucky if it's nice weather.
Okay.
But it's a madhouse. Good luck getting parking anywhere. And why? Stay home. And you're sitting in traffic for hours? No, thank you. And maybe that's my age talking, but I'm just saying.
Now, we're with you on the traffic piece right there. Laura, thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend at home. At home. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not sitting in traffic either. I'm not a fan. You know, I don't like driving in the first place. So forget that.
As someone from that area.
Yes.
I agree with Laura. It's like you're lucky if we're going to have a nice weekend this weekend for the most part. And it's still going to be what? 70, maybe tops, something like that. You're not getting these 80-degree days where you're sitting on the beach all day. Weather's not great. I understand it because it's an extra day off, start of the summer. I feel like I'm with her on this one. A little overrated going down.
Next weekend's
weekend.
Supposed to be 94.
Yeah, I saw that. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. By the way, since you are a guy from that area, do you like when people come in and invade your space like that?
No. I mean, it's like anything. Like if there's something going on in the city, people don't like it in the city. But as someone who worked in restaurants my entire life, that's how we make our money. That's how people make their livings down there. So as much as I don't enjoy it, I understand that it has to happen, and we appreciate you guys coming down.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you cleaned that up.
Yeah.
5 o'clock hour. The drive at 5 is fueled by VW of Springfield. Get insanely low prices by going to VWPhilly.com. Did you see Devontae Adams is being sued?
I did see this. Stupid.
That's weak. Get a jersey. Whatever. Get season tickets.
Tickets, yeah. Don't sue them.
Don't sue them. For what?
That was when, for those that don't remember, he's walking off the field after a loss, right?
Angry, yeah.
And he kind of pushes the guy. He pushed the guy. He did. But you don't need to be suing people just to get a quick buck.
Diagnosed with a concussion. He was allegedly assaulted by a fear for his life. Come on, dude.
I'm not all that, man. Like, Adams is a big dude. It wasn't that bad. Come on.
Stop.
Quick buck. Don't do it.
Come on. Let's go to Aston here. Let's check in Aston talking to Beverly here on The Best Show Ever on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Beverly, how are you?
I'm fine, guys. I'm sitting here in my Real Muto shirt that my great-grandchildren got me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Big JT fans here.
And I love the Phillies. And that Laura was one of the most pessimistic persons I've ever heard.
So what do you feel?
Pessimistic.
What do you feel about
it? I'm an optimistic person.
Okay.
You have to be when you're 82. You have to be optimistic or you won't be here long.
Okay.
And I love the Phillies.
Uh-huh.
Always have. Always will.
So you believe that they'll snap out of the funk that they are in?
I firmly believe. Did you ever see that movie, The Angels in the Outfield?
Yes.
Look, they're going to be fine. They're human. That's all. People tend to forget that athletes are human. It's just like everybody. They have their off times, and they're going to get over it. And well, they're going to do great.
I would hope
all
that
the faith in the world in those Phillies.
I would hope that they do great, Beverly, as you say.
They
and
will.
I have faith that they will get it together. Now, how far they'll take it, of course, none of us know, but I do think they will get it together.
They will. And for her to put Trey down, I mean, come on. Does she actually know anything about baseball at all?
She's a big baseball fan. She's a little disappointed in Trey right now. I disagree with it like you did, but
you got to get over it. You got to be behind him. Not, you know, you got to give him hope. Pray a little bit for him. That's what I do.
That,
I pray for the Phillies every day.
That's great. That is great.
And, you know, I had a professional football player living with me. So I know what they go through, these athletes.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. He played for Denver Broncos for 7.5 years.
Okay.
His name is John Mobley.
Yep, John Mobley from Kutztown.
He lived here.
Yeah.
In my house.
Ah, that's cool. I was a big John Mobley fan. He had a great career coming out of college.
He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's a wonderful man, and he has a son that he's bringing up here this summer. because he's going to be a good football player just like his dad.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less from a nice guy like that. Beverly, thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies tonight. You got it. Thank you so much. Enjoy the Phillies tonight. A big John Mobley fan as a linebacker coming out of Kutztown and going to the Broncos and doing what he did. So, yep. We got a few phone calls that we're going to try to squeeze in here. Get Andrew and Philly here next. Talk a little Sixers as well here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So I got two possible Joel Embiid trade scenarios, which I don't think will happen, but it's a good thing to look at it. So for Miami, you think they would go Bam and Tyler Hero in a couple picks?
Yeah, I think they would do something like that as far as the Miami Heat. That would be have to be the package. That would be the starter of the package, those two and some picks. Maybe even another salary that they might have to throw in there, another player that they might try to unload. But, yeah, those two are the starters for sure.
And then I have another one. This is a little interesting, but so the Trailblazers, they give us the third pick, Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, and then a haul of picks on top of that. Which I think the Trailblazers, you know, they could finally pair Embiid with Dame. Even though I didn't thought it was going to be on the Sixers, but it's the opposite. And they get the third pick and a fresh start.
I actually think they go in the other direction. If anything, they move on from Lillard and start to rebuild with Simons, Shaedon Sharpe, and that number three pick. And they look to do that, Drew.
Yeah. And I just want to say one thing about the Phillies. I know, like, everyone's hating on Trey Turner, but, you know, he's a really good player. And I feel like he's just in the bump right now and he'll turn around.
Yep. Well, listen, I think that's – we agree. Let's just say that. We agree. Anything overrated, underrated, Drew, in the summer?
Underrated is body surfing. And then I'd say overrated is spending your money to watch Aaron Nola.
Drew, thanks. Have a great weekend. And don't watch Aaron Nola, I guess. And go body surfing.
Body surfing, I could never get it down when I was younger.
I'm not surfing.
It was tough. So you don't like the water.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
And that movie Jaws, man, it got to you.
Undefeated.
Undefeated, but yes.
Undefeated.
Just paying money for Aaron Nola. Very overrated.
Undefeated. Let's go to Anthony, New Jersey here on 97.5 and NBC Sports Philadelphia. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I listen to your show all the time. I think your show is excellent. I think it's wonderful for the mere reason you guys talk facts and you talk realistically.
Thank you.
I'm not a hater for the Phillies. I love the Phillies. I'm a diehard Phillies fan. I'm not a Trey Turner hater. I would just like to know why everybody keeps sidestepping the fact that Trey Turner was drafted by the Padres, released by the Padres. Then he went to the Nationals, and the Nationals released him. Then he went to the Dodgers. The Dodgers showed no interest in re-signing him. He comes here. We sign him to an 11-year deal for almost $400 million when it's over, when we already had two players that play the shortstop position. We had Sosa and we had Segura. I know a lot of people don't like Segura, but he played the position. Shortstop was not on the list of positions that needed to be filled. To spend $400 million on an all-star that was supposed to come here from the get-go, hit, run, steal, do everything. He was the answer to move-in players. He can't get out of his own way. And then he does interviews after games. He's in front of cameras and talking to reporters.
I appreciate it. He's playing poorly, and he's still standing in front of the media, taking all the shots that he needs to.
Emmanuel would rip him a new butthole if he was out there talking to reporters when he can't get his game together.
No, I actually think it's the opposite, Ant, because I really feel like they appreciate the fact that, again, he is acknowledging that he's not playing well. And listen, Ant, we got to go. Thanks for the kind words, man. We'll continue this. We'll talk to you soon, though. We'll have plenty of time to talk.
You taking the call.
Thank you. No problem, man. You also. And I think that they appreciate the fact that, especially the fans and the media, that he's answering while not playing well.
Yeah, I'll always respect that. And the way he said it, my mom was booing me too. I deserve to be booed. I'll always appreciate that. Gene Segura, by the way, 188 batting average with zero home runs this year.
Yeah.
I like Segura.
Crazy. By the way, the story we were going to get to, we couldn't. A man on an Asian airline plane was arrested for opening the emergency door while 700 feet in the air. No thank you.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Absolutely.
That is a nightmare.
Here's what you do. You hang around on the TV side for Bird's Huddle. and you on the radio side for Ray Dunn. And also for the Phillies tonight, the game will be on NBC 10, but the pre and post will in fact be on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out with us here this afternoon. For the gang, Tom Alvor, thank you. Thanks to Brendan Gunnigan, Ray Dunn, and Matt Manarica coming up next. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.